Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mason Nealon here today talking with Sean Minahan for the semifinal matchup with Trainer down here at the KC Center. Sean, congratulations on the big win yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys beat a Union team that, you know, last year beat you guys in the sub-state final. That game, to start the game, you guys were red hot from the three-point line there. Was that what you were hoping to do, is get a little bit of a lead to have some cushion?
We just wanted to go out there and kind of establish momentum. However that may look, it was a good thing we were red hot to start because we definitely cooled off. But the downside of that is I think we got a little bit of 3-point happy maybe in that first half or in that first quarter. And then second quarter we didn't make any. We're still shooting them. It's not necessarily that they're bad shots, they just weren't going. But at the same time, it did allow for a lot of offensive rebounds. Our guys did a great job of attacking the glass.
You guys as well, there. You played a little bit without Ryan Clary, got a little banged up there. Griffin obviously still a little banged up there. Who really stepped up for you last night?
I mean, Griffin was still huge for us. You know, led us in scoring. Ryan was huge for us, double-double, several rebounds. Jack was big for us on the boards, assisting. Dylan did a great job of attacking and distributing. Tanner hit that big three for us. Teddy had a nice start to the game for us. So, you know, all those guys stepped in and just – really, you know, contributed, and everyone played to their role really well.
That you get past the hump there, getting to the semifinals here, you know, how was the feelings after the game when you get to talk to the guys and stay down there for more time?
The biggest thing is everyone was just, we're happy to, get that payback for last year's game. But the biggest thing we've kind of talked about last night and today, that one game, that wasn't the goal. Getting here wasn't the goal. Getting payback on Union, beating them one game, and getting to the semifinals, that's not the goal. So we got to attack today as a new day. So right now our goal is to beat Trainer.
When you talk about that there, Trainer, a team that, you know, has some common opponents as you guys, and you guys have seen what they can do against some of your opponents there. What do you see on film from this Trainer team?
You know, they got three key guys. Alex, you got to start with Alec Lovely. He's, you know, probably one of the top favorite guys to win Player of the Year in 2A. Top scorer, right around 20 points a game, give or take. He's a big-time shooter. He's been a key player on their team for 3 years now. I believe he's a three-year starter. He's an All-State player last year as a guard. So the number one thing is identifying him and not let him get going, get him hot, because if he gets hot, he's extremely, extremely dangerous because he's just going to keep shooting. Their two bigs are really good. They pass the ball well. They finish well inside. They're an extremely physical team. Their defense is aggressive. They average 12 steals a game. And then they get off of those 12 steals, they get 20 points off of turnovers a game. So we got to continue to take care of the basketball.
How do you combat that when you have a guard like that that's super dynamic and then some bigs down low?
You got to be aware of your matchups, be aware of your situation, and have that court awareness. That's where communication, counting on your teammate is huge. Understanding your matchup is also going to be huge.
What does the routine look like for the second day here compared to the first one?
They got to sleep in a little bit more today. We weren't as worried about, you know, the early rising up early and get moving. We kind of let them do that on their own. We guys got to watch the Storm Lake ADM game last night. That was awesome. They all loved that. It was a really fun game to watch. Just relaxed a little bit this morning. We've done a lot of film stuff. Shout out to Coach Leonard. He's been busting his butt. Going above and beyond with the scout stuff for us and setting us up and giving us a great rundown. And, we're going to count on that. We had a team meeting, watched a couple of clips together of the key ideas, hit the main points, and just get shots up and get loose, get ready to go.
Well, Sean, I tell you what, it was a fun day yesterday. We're expecting more of the same here today, hopefully, for a fun game as well.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
I tell you what, Sean, congratulations on the win yesterday. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome back here to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Doug had a little happy accident there in our first go-through, so we're back again here. But Doug, coming into tonight's game, Kemper took down a Union team that last year had beaten them. They kind of came out and they hammered them right away and were able to, I wouldn't say coast, but able to kind of ride that early momentum into a big victory.
Yeah, they were really sharp yesterday. They started that game 19-2, I think, and just kind of coasted from there. Actually, after that, it was perfectly even. But Kemper really came out and was executed in a tremendous fashion, outstanding on defense, and really limited what Union could do. And it took them all the way to the victory.
We're going to go ahead and step away once again. We still got the MMCRU and Marquette, or Marquette and MMCRU game. It was kind of blanked on my words there. Coming up here, we'll talk about how Trainer made their way to the semifinals next after this short break.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marquette as they're leading 45-38 heading into the fourth corner here soon. Doug, Grundy Center is who Trainer had to defeat to get to the semifinals, and they fell behind early but were able to rally for a victory.
Yeah, they fell down 6-0 right off the bat, and then Trainer came back and went on a run of 17 in a row to go up 17-6, and then eventually Grundy Center went all the way back into the game. But Trainer does a very good job of controlling the ball, got an excellent guard in Alec Lovely, averaging at about 17 points a game, 17 and a half. He just kind of took control as a real quarterback out there. And as you mentioned, their offense runs through him, and that's what took them to victory yesterday.
Doug, they will face off now with Kemper in the semifinal matchup. We're going to go ahead and step away once again. We will be back with more of your Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Doug, we've only got about 24 hours between the last time Kemper was here and when we were kind of getting done here into what is today now the semifinal matchup. So we've done as much digging as we can to try and figure out what this trainer team looks like. From what you have seen, what do you feel like trainer has done well all season long?
I think they're just a really good fundamental basketball team. They're led by Alex Lovely, senior, leader, outstanding athlete, very good shooter, good ball handler. And the ball club runs through him. So Kemper's got to score him today. What I like about this matchup, though, is Kemper's got three guards that they can rotate around and put on their best player. They can either go with Griffin Glenn, they can go with Dylan Schoen if they need to, or, of course, Jack Bating's very good defensively as well. And then on the other side is, we've got some height inside. I think we've got a little bit of an advantage inside. You and I were talking earlier. We've got to get the ball down into the paint. So I think Ryan Clare or Dylan Schoen maybe. For Sean, maybe to have a big game hit today. He didn't score a lot yesterday. Had 10 points on the deck. So I think, he's due for one of those games where he's going to come out and maybe explode.
When I look at yesterday's stats for them, Alec Lovely, 21 points, 2 assists, 3 steals. You got Jude Miska, 14 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. And you had Corbin Keene coming out, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. After that, 6 points, 2 points, and 2 points. So you got kind of that three-headed monster right there of who's going to score the ball and who's going to rebound the ball. Outside of that, though, they've got to find somebody tonight if you're a trainer. But we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll talk more about Kemper and what they've done well this season when we come back.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals.
an 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Minutes to go in this class, a 1A semifinal here. They'll face the winner of, they'll face St. Edmund. St. Edmund blew out, I can't remember who they played a minute ago, I'm blanking here, but St. Edmund in the finals. They will face St. Edmund, the winner of this matchup here. But Doug, back to what we've got coming up next, the semifinals for class at 2A as the Kemper Knights take on the Trainer Cardinals. Kemper this season, I mean, dominant fashion. They lost their best player, and they played through some injuries. But, Doug, what have they done well throughout this year?
Well, they're an outstanding offensive ball club. Leading the state, all classes, and scoring at 76.5 a game, just slightly ahead of Storm Lake, a team that they actually beat in the game that you and I did. It was the greatest game I've probably ever been at. They score the ball really well. But the other thing is they take really good care of the basketball. Two turnovers yesterday. We averaged less than seven a game. That's an extra 3 to 4 possessions over this team that we're getting and that other teams aren't. But and then they play, I think, good defense. I don't think they're a great defensive team yet. I think they could probably be a little bit better. They have really good hands. They catch the basketball really well and pass the basketball really well. So you put all those things together, it just leads to a lot of scoring. And if they play great defense, I think today if we shoot well, we'll be in pretty good shape. We just can't have a bad shooting game, which, as you know, that can happen down here. It happens to the best of teams where they just can't get the ball to go in the hole. But they do so many things well. The other thing is, I wish we had a little bit more depth. Obviously, when we lost Brock, we went from a 7-man rotation down to a 6. That hurts us a little bit, especially with the bigger court here and the fact that we're getting up and down.
Mark that. I mean, making the high plays right now, and their coach is loving it. I don't know him, but love the enthusiasm that he brings out there. We're going to go ahead and step away again. We're going to talk the teams that both teams, Kemper and Trainer, have played throughout this season next.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
Kind of really going to the right team here, so they're finding another quarterback to put in that locker room with J.J. McCarthy. Doug, though, Kemper and Trainer this season have played a decent bit of common opponents, and the scoring is pretty similar sometimes, but pretty different on others.
Yeah, this is Kemper and Trainer. They're not strangers to one another, even though they've only played one another. I think they've played a lot of summer ball. And then being down in Southwest Iowa, a lot of non-conference foes for Trainer that are conference foes. I don't know if there's a lot to be learned from comparative scores, but Kemper, for example, beat Red Oak 96-47. Trainer beat him 68-52. They both played St. Albert 93-64 for Kemper, 79-47 for St. Albert. Trainer, Florinda, they stepped out of conference to play them, beat them 76-34. Kemper beat them 85-66. So, you know, probably fairly similar. The one game that kind of stands out to me is a non-conference foe for both of them, being Ridgebury, who I thought looked like a pretty good ball club when they came to Kemper, at least when they were warming up physically and taking the mix. Kemper blew them out 107-51. Trainer only beat him 59-45. Now, again, I don't know if those mean anything, but you and I talked earlier, the pace of the game, if Trainer can come out and control the pace and slow it down, it's going to be to their advantage. We can get this thing up and running and get out and go. It's going to favor Kemper.
We're going to go ahead and talk more pace when we come back, Doug, as both teams like to play very different.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
To play before we came off the air here, but Kemper loves to play fast, and Trainer may want to muddy this game up.
Well, I think they're probably going to want to stop the athleticism of Carroll. By the way, Mason, my mic evidently wasn't good. I was getting texts. People can barely hear me, so I hope it's better now. If it's not, somebody please let me know. But, yeah, Kemper's going to want to get out and run. Trainer's going to want to try to take the well, Kemper likes to get out and run. Once they get into that half-court set, like the team be a little bit, actually a lot more patient than they were yesterday, especially close down to the end of the game yesterday where we just kept putting up shots with a lot of time left on the shot clock. Let's make that extra pass, get that better shot. You know, we only shot about 19% yesterday. That's not uncommon for teams down here at the state tournament, but we did really well from two-point range, so we definitely have an opportunity to get the ball in.
And for a team like Trainer that wants to slow things down, you know, they still get a ton of steals.
Yeah, they do. They average about 12 a game now. Kemper's going to have a little bit better guard court. I think they're probably struggling to get those. At least I hope they struggle to get those. But they're a very good defense team, a very good fundamental ball club on offense and defense.
We're going to go ahead and step away. We've got more of your Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find the perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has...
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
What, Doug? It's almost like we're watching football right now. There is a lot of bodies flying around this Marquette and MMCRU game. But, you know, watching Carroll's game last night, watching Kemper's game, watching all these games, matter of fact, that is how the physicality is going to be because they are letting a lot of these teams play.
Yes, it just looks like somebody's going to get hurt out there. They're letting them play, and especially as physical as this team from up north is, MMCRU. I'm surprised that they're not faring better in this game as they're down 59-52. But, yeah, it's going to be a physical game today. I'm guessing that it doesn't play to Kemper's advantage, but we just have to learn to play through it and play with it.
Yeah, and I think if they stuck around and watched that Carroll game, they see kind of what they have to match because Carroll started to match a lot of that physicality late in the game with Ballard there. And, you know, with them two schools kind of sharing some kind of friendships, they're probably going to talk to those Carroll guys and say, what do we got to do to stay that physical?
Yeah, I'm guessing they probably do. And by the way, apologies to the audience. We had some technical difficulties. My wife must be running the sound controls because nobody could hear me. So I'm guessing maybe it's like at home where she just turns me down.
Well, Doug, I tell you what, this game should be interesting. 49.8 to go in this one. We're going to go ahead and step away once again. We'll have more of your Mackey Motors tailgate coming up. We'll run you through lineups, all that stuff coming up here soon.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered.
Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got as well as Kemper. We know Kemper very well, but saw what Trainer's got. Now, what does Trainer have to do today to knock off the number one seed tonight?
They got to really slow the ball game down, be very efficient with the basketball, avoid turnovers. Kemper's defense only gets about 10 steals a game, which is still a good number. But Trainer does turn the ball over a little bit more than Kemper does. But I think, again, if Trainer can control the tempo of this game, slow it down, ugly it up a little bit, that certainly plays to their advantage.
And when you look at what they have done, they've been down here 3 years straight. Their coach, Scott Rucker, in his 20th season, is 407-83 as a record as a coach in 20 years. And they haven't missed the tournament in 3 years. They made it in 2020, won a title in 2015. So Trainer's going to be no slouch coming into this one, Doug. But Kemper, we're going to go
20 winning seasons in a row as well.
Yeah, but we'll go to the flip side here, Doug. Kemper, I mean, they're the number one team coming in tonight at the same record as Trainer, 23-3. What do they need to do tonight?
Well, like I said, take good care of the basketball, play great defense, take good care of the basketball, and play like they've been playing for the last several ball games from an offensive strategy standpoint, making that extra pass. We don't have to come down and shoot the ball after one or two or three passes. Make those extra passes, find those open layups. Just because we shot so poorly down here yesterday, I think it would be wise to maybe cut back on the three-pointers again and continue to work the ball inside. Not saying slow the game down a lot, but I am saying get better shots.
Doug, when you look at this one, though, if Kemper had to look back at one of the games they played this season and use that as some of the evidence of what they need to do today, which one would it be for you?
Maybe a little bit Roland's story. They probably wanted to slow it down. Everybody else pretty much kind of just gave in to us and said, hey, we're going to try to play that game and catch up. But maybe Roland's story a little bit.
Doug, we're watching the final moments of this Marquette MMCRU game. Got caught kind of watching that there for a second. They're leading 63-56 over MMCRU, and you know, this is kind of the fun part about state basketball is you get to see these other schools that otherwise we would not see probably come to our area.
Well, it's some very good basketball players. I'm really impressed with it, with this MMCRU team and from a physicality standpoint. I understand they had a heck of a football team, but, boy, those kids have been in the weight room. I don't know that I've seen a basketball team that looks as physical as each one of those. And it's not just three or four kids. It's every one of the kids on the floor and now every one of them that comes off the bench.
We're going to go ahead and step away. We've got more of the Mackey Motors tailgate coming up as I believe a technical foul just called here on MMCRU as they trail 63-56.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business
No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Marquette Catholic ends up beating MMCRU in the semifinals. They'll head to the state finals to play St. Edmund, and St. Edmund's a very good ball club, so they're going to have their hands full with that. But again, thank you today to Culver's. Welcome to Delicious and Feldfire. We've got you covered for our phone lines here today. Doug, when you look out here, this is kind of the thing that I love about state basketball. Memories are made, seasons end, legacies are created down here as well. Marquette's creating their legacy right now as they head to the finals. Kemper and Trainer both looking to do that next.
Yeah, and like I said, these are two kids. I mean, these kids are familiar with one another. And, you know, when you're down in southwest Iowa, you kind of know everybody a little bit. I think they play a lot of summer ball and stuff together. So they'll be looking for the competition. I think that we can expect a very aggressive, competitive, physical basketball game. I think Kemper, you know, like I said, we were just talking earlier, we don't have to blister the nets. We just have to shoot well, our 50% that we shoot. If we can do that, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. Again, stay away from that three-point line a little bit more than we did yesterday. We took a lot of shots in that first half and missed them. Fortunately, we hit a couple of them in the first half, but we only hit three for 19 in the game, something like that. So working the ball inside, again, is our best opportunity.
Doug, Kemper started to kind of create that legacy for themselves. You haven't seen dominance like this probably since what? Nick Nurse? That kind
of
era?
There were some good teams, really good teams in between there. 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we had some good teams. 10, 12 years ago, Parker Bating and that group, some really good teams. So Kemper's definitely had it. We just had a little bit of a dry spell in there where Trainer's been had a winning season every year for several years, 20 years I think I counted, and that's as far back as Bound went, so it might be more than that.
And you look at it, though, but how do you, as Kemper, I mean, you go last season, dominant in basketball, fall in the sub-state final, football, you fell in the final there, but then this year, you go and win a state championship in football, and Kemper's trying to make that same one here, but if you look at what Kemper's able to do, football state championship, they're going to possibly play for a basketball state championship if they are able to win today. They've got one of the best coaches in the state of Iowa for baseball. Their golf team's been elite for how many years now? Well, how do you start a tradition like that?
Well, you just got to have good kids, supportive parents, kids that work hard, good coaches, and just a lot of support from the community, and Kemper gets all of those.
Kemper's out on the court right now. Thank you again to Mackey Motors. Together, let's drive in Mackey Motors in Lake City for sponsoring the phone line here today. The Kemper Knights and the Trainer Cardinals coming up in just a little bit. We're going to go ahead and take one more break before Doug and I get to talk a little bit longer.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Class 2A semifinal, number 1 versus number 4. Doug Wanninger, Mason Nealon here on Kick 106.7. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth courtside here at the Casey Center in Des Moines, Iowa. Doug, both teams are out on the floor now. We got the physical image of the Knights and the Cardinals in front of us now. And if you look over at the Cardinals, does anything kind of jump out to you right away when you just look over across the court?
Well, we know the Lovely kid's really good. The kid inside, the teen kid, I think it is, 6'6 senior, he's a big body. So it's going to be interesting to see how he matches up with Ryan Clare. I think Ryan's probably a little bit quicker than he is, but they've definitely got some height, got a little bit of length, maybe a little more than Kemper does.
Who's got to step up today in your mind? I mean, you have so many different guys that can have the ability to step up between Griffin Glenn, Jack Bating, Ryan Clare, Dylan Schoen, probably the likely four candidates that could have a big night tonight. Is it somebody like a Teddy Perkins, or is it your superstars that have to play well tonight?
You know, I don't really know that you can say that it's got to be this person or that person. I just think we've got to play good team basketball, pass the basketball, and make shots. That's still the key. If we do that, you know, yeah, we just can't afford to make mistakes. We can't afford to have, you know, somebody like Ryan, you know, have a bad night, or Glenn have a bad night. And then the other bug there is just injuries. I think these are two fairly, you know, fairly even ball clubs. They're both talented. They're both winning traditions. They're both well coached. it's just going to come down to, you know, who executes the best, I think, and avoid turnovers obviously is another thing.
When you look out about your dugout, I mean, you see red and white and gold from left to right in front of us here. How much intensity and how much passion are these fans going to have to bring tonight, with Trainer more than likely going to try and bring a lot of passion as well?
Well, you know, they're both winning traditions. They're going to both want to get out there and give everything they have. One thing that I wonder about for the Kemper boys, I've never really talked with them a little bit about it, but, you know, Brock went out early, and there was a kid that was the leader of this team, and he's the one that just pulls them together. You got to believe that there's a little something down in the stomachs of guys like Jack Bating and Griffin Glenn and Ryan Clare, guys, Dylan Schoen, guys that have played with Brock and seen how much work he's put into this. You got to think that, hey, let's get this for Brock. You know, we really want to get this for Brock. I noticed yesterday they left him slap the Carroll Kemper sign onto the advancement in the bracket. But I think that could be a little bit of a motivational factor that works in their advantage. They look really loose out here on the court today. So I'm feeling pretty good about at least how they're going to play. Now, whether the ball goes in the hole or not, as we talked about so many times in basketball, that's the big deal. You know, you can do everything else right. You can make beautiful shots, beautiful cuts, and sometimes the ball just doesn't drop. We just can't have one of those games when it doesn't.
When you look at last season, I see Carson Taney, Tregan Bider out there in the crowd as well, but last season that team fell just a step short. This team here is going to maybe tonight, after tonight, have a chance to play for a state title and possibly have a chance to win a state title, Doug. What are the differences between last year and this year that Kemper's been able to push past that threshold that has held them back for the past two seasons?
Well, I think last year, you know, truth be told, if we really know, even though nobody felt it, we might have been looking past that Union Club a little bit. And there again, we didn't shoot the ball well. Was that a result of, you know, mental preparation? I don't know. Carson Canty was as good of an athlete as I've covered at Kemper. He was as well prepared. Just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole. And things just didn't happen the way the Knights wanted to. Let's hope they do tonight. You know, it's gonna depend on, you know, I've always said that the most important aspect when you get down to this point, we know we're good physically. We know Trainer's a good defensive club. We know that both teams got great kids. But your mental preparation and your mental stability at this time, I think, is really the biggest difference once they get out on the court.
The Class 2A semifinals going to get underway. The first game of our 2A semifinals, the Kemper Knights and the Trainer Cardinals, are going to get underway here in about 6 minutes and a 30 seconds. Doug, we're going to step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we have got to break down this game and give you your lineups coming up in the Mackey Motors tailgate.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. check them out online at MackeyMotors.com. The Kemper Knights, Trainer Cardinals. Kemper going with the blackout theme today. They have got all black on. If I look back here at the student section, it looks like a jersey night for the Trainer Cardinals. But, Doug, we've talked about it a little bit here. How important is Alec Lovely to this Trainer Cardinals team and this game specifically tonight?
Well, he's huge. I mean, he is the transmission and he's the engine of this team. His other kids respect that. They play through him. They rely on him to get things done. And he's one of those really, really good ball players that just generally does. Now, hopefully with our good defensive players, I'm not sure who they're going to put on him. Probably going to do some rotating, but he doesn't have to play against Griffin Glenn very often. He doesn't have to play against Dylan Schoen or Jack Bating very often. So hopefully they can neutralize him a little bit and force him to make other people do something. And then obviously Kemper, we've got four guys that can really get it done if they need to. Like I said, I think this might be a game I'm kind of hoping where Dylan Schoen can have a big night. He's been very tough to stop. If they come out and play man-to-man, I don't know that they have anybody that matches up well with him. But, you know, like I said, it comes down to just good mental preparation and having your minds in the right spot when you step out on the court to play.
We're going to go ahead and step away one final time, Doug, in the lineups and tip-off coming up next. Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
It's Neil and Doug Wendinger here with you on a Kick 106.7. First for the Trainer Cardinals in their starting lineup under head coach Scott Rucker coming out of the Western Iowa Conference. They are 23-3 on the season. Going to be starting a 6-foot senior in a Jude Miska, a 6-foot senior in Alec Lovely, a 6'2 junior in Riley Lover, a 6'6 senior in Corbin Keen, and a 6'3 senior in Ethan Hill. Again, they are led by Alec Lovely, dropping 21-2-3 last night against Grundy Center for the Kemper Catholic Knights under head coach Sean Minahan coming out of the Hawkeye 10. Going to be starting the same five you've seen all season. Dylan Schoen, Griffin Glenn, Jack Bating, Teddy Perkins, Ryan Clare. For the Knights, they are led by a big game out of Griffin Glenn, 24 points, 5 rebounds, assist, and a steal. Also a big game out of Ryan Clare, 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. Doug, are you expecting that type of rebounding numbers from Kemper tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the difference in the ball game yesterday. They hit the glass hard, and especially Clare and Jack Bating. Jack ended up with 12, but Ryan really set the tone early with some offensive rebounds and putbacks for baskets that were really critical in getting Kemper off on the right track. So I'm hoping that they realize that that's a big part of this game.
And I got to tell you what, the presentation in the semifinals, complete different level than what it was in the quarterfinals here for the association. Got to give them their props where it's due. they really know how to show out and show off in the semifinals.
Yep, they absolutely do. Make it a lot of fun for the teams.
Makes me also think that, you know, tomorrow if we're back down here, it might be even better than that, because if you went from that to that from the quarterfinals, now I want to see what they got ready for the finals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But the main focus is still the basketball and the high-level intensity, the work of the kids and putting it out on the floor, letting it all here. And a lot of them, you know, for the seniors, are going to be one of the teams going to be their last game tonight.
When you look across at the crowds here and look kind of back and forth, are you happy with what you see for how filled some of these sections are?
Well, I actually thought Kemper might have a few more, but it looks like we've got pretty good crowds here. There's some team with the light blue must be the next
Unity.
Ball game in. Unity Christian.
Unity Christian Regina is the next one.
They probably don't have anywhere else to go, so they probably stayed here and just came and watched all the basketball. But that's going to be a heck of a ball game. I'll tell you what, Unity Christian and Iowa City Regina, watched both those teams play yesterday. They are really, really good basketball teams.
Yeah, and Unity, I mean, 5-6 hours away from here, they probably don't want to be late. So they're here, and I tell you what, they have a huge student section sitting over there. I think that's all students in the blue over there. They have a huge section of students.
They are loud, too. You heard them yesterday, Mason. They are really, really loud. They have probably, what would you say, 2.5 times as many students as Kemper does?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that is a huge crowd of students there. So props to Unity. Maybe they'll give some hype to the Kemper kids. Maybe they want to play Kemper. I don't know if they are able to win. But Regina, no pushover either. They played really good yesterday against a pretty good Appleton Parker team.
Big, 6'9", 6'5", 6'5", 6'4", if I remember right. And then 6'1", or 2 at the guard.
Yeah, they have Miles Nusbach, who actually played on Carroll and ICAM Manning over the last couple of years. He's a junior. Started his career out at ICAM Manning. Played for Carroll last year. So if Regina plays Kemper, Miles Nusbach, he knows Kemper pretty well.
Yep. Well, let's worry about getting Kemper through tomorrow. We'll talk about that if that happens.
Looking across here, Doug, we've got a little bit of time left to go. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time. We'll have tip-off coming up next year on Kick 106.7.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
Meeting of the powers here. Brainerd Cardinals, Kemper Knights, number one and number four in a Class 2A. We've got the lights down, some white flickering across a blue backdrop here at the KC Center. Coach Sean Minahan looking up at the board. The boys in the center circle. Ethan Hill for Trainer and Ryan Clare for Kemper. 6'5 versus 6'6. The number one versus number four. Once again, our officials coming out to center court. The Knights going to go to our right. The Cardinals to our left. The tip in the air to Jack Bating, who comes down the left wing. Over to Perkins. Back to Bating, left wing. Bating back to his right now. Finds Glenn at the top of the key to Perkins in the corner on the right side. Couple of dribbles to the top. Looks down in the corner for Bating into Clare now. Clare squares up with the bucket. One dribble down to the baseline. Spins back in. Goes up. Fadeaway jumper. Good for Ryan Clare.
Yeah, just thought that he does that patent little one-foot jump that he just kind of jumps back, fades away, put it down.
2-0 Kemper Knights. 30 seconds into this ballgame. Jack Bating guarding Alec Lovely. Pass over now to Lauver. Lauver looking, goes up now to Hill. Hill looking back at Lovely. They switch with Schoen out to the far side for Miska. Miska back over to Hill. Hill to the far side now for Teen. Teen back to Hill. They're working it across. Binding now Miska once again on the right wing. Miska back to Hill, right wing. 8 seconds to go on the shot clock. Down low for Hill. Layup no good. Rebound out for Dylan Schoen. And he comes down the left sideline.
Nice patient job, though, by Trainer of working that basketball.
Schoen gets the defender on the ground, scoops the layup in.
Good fast start for Kemper again, up 4-0.
6:52 to go. Got Mr. Jeff Blankman sitting to our left. He's going to do post-game interviews with the Kemper boys and Sean Minahan after. That'll be where you find our post-game. Lovely. Pump fakes the right wing three. Kick back out and out of Teen. He drives, stolen away by Dylan Schoen. Glenn on the break running with him. Schoen goes in. Layup up. Good. Count the basket, and he's going to the line for another.
Yeah, got to be a foul on Ethan Hill. I was afraid that might be a charge. I didn't get a good look at it. It was kind of blocked by the official. But Kemper off to a fast start, up 6-0.
Schoen, 12 points, 8 rebounds last night. He's got 4 so far as he heads to the line. Hill getting his first one there. The 6'3 senior adds some height in that lineup. If they can get him out of the game early, it'd be huge. Schoen coming in shooting 64%, 77 free throws on the season as he knocks down the free throw to give himself 5.
Good start for Kemper, up 7-0.
Alec Lovely coming down, dribbling with his left hand, center court, crossing the IHSAA Iowa logo. Pass to the far side, going to Lauver, left wing, hands off now for Hill. Hill backdoor, going up, soft the board, Clare, pinning it across the backboard, Lovely shot, no good.
Beautiful block by Ryan Clare.
Schoen almost had it stripped, looks down low, taken away by Hill. Pass a little bit slow to get there, and Lovely going to be the one to regain possession for the Trainer Cardinals. He'll come off a screen at center court, pass over to the far side for Lauver, thought about the three, back now to Hill.
Nobody's on. There he is.
Lovely now has it, guarded by Glenn at the top of the key. This is the far side for Miska.
They kind of lost Lovely for the second there.
Teen down low, the 6'6 senior kick out, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. And it's going to stay on the Trainer side. They said Glenn got a piece of it on its way out.
I think he did. No argument there from Kemper, but the officials didn't see it.
Pretty good crowd on hand for the Class 2A semifinals. Ball into the backcourt for Lovely. He's got 10 to work with now. He's going to have 8 to work with when he crossed the timeline. Screen on his right. Goes all the way. The bucket has it poked out from behind by Jack Bating. He's one-on-one in the front court. Goes up. Euro step to the right side. Got it.
Oh, that Euro step was beautiful. And there's going to be a timeout here by Trainer. It looks like a full timeout.
Timeout. Trainer Cardinals. We're going to go ahead and step away with them. Doug, we are back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7. 9-0 Kemper. 2 minutes into this one.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor In. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Focused as they were yesterday.
Yeah, let's keep our foot on the gas here. Don't let up.
Lovely. Left wing comes off the screen. Double to the top of the key. Over now to the far side. Miska looking on the left wing. He dribbles up to the top now, guarded by Perkins. Back to the far side for Hill. Down low. They're going to get it in for Lauber. His fadeaway jumper up. No good. In and out. And Schoen going to clear the rebound. Tipping it in. And we'll get it for Claire, but they're going to call Schoen on the baseline.
He might have been shoved a little bit.
Yeah, and I tell you what, the physicality, there is no doubt that they let him play.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, Dylan's pretty athletic. He doesn't just fall out of bounds like that.
Again, thank you to Commercial Savings Bank as the layup up, no and good, and a foul after Baden clears the rebound and is almost past the three-point line. They're going to call that one.
Kemper was sleeping a little bit there, though, on the inbounds. They got an easy inbounds to Hill. We responded. Not sure who they gave that foul to. It looks
Dylan
like they're
Schoen.
Giving it to Dylan. But they did catch us just napping a little bit and got an easy entry pass.
Thank you again to Game 1. Teams across the area gear up with Game 1 and Carroll Custom Apparel, uniforms, and equipment. As the first one up, no good. Online, game1.com. Thank you again for our phone line sponsorship here. The first free throw up, no good. Hill coming in shooting 64%. This will be his 47th free throw on this season. This one up and good. So one of two from the line, breaking that 9-0 run from the Kemper Knights to start.
3 minutes gone here in the first quarter.
Dylan Schoen with his left hand goes to the left wing for Glynn. Has to pick it up. Glynn on the outside finds Perkins on the right wing now. Perkins down to the short corner for Schoen. Has it tipped out, fades to the right corner. Bounce pass to Perkins. He thought about it. Drives, finds Claire. Three-pointer up. Good! Ryan Claire.
All the points that Kemper's had, that's the first assist we've got in the ballgame, and it goes to Teddy Perkins.
It is now 12-1, Kemper, 4:30 to go. Baiting, guarding Lovely. They're going to get it over to the far side for Hill, left wing. Back cuts for Lovely, going to throw it up to the top for Teen. Back over, three-pointer on the way from Lauber, short. This one sailing out of bounds, and trying to save it there was Miska as he almost heads back to the team bus in the parking lot, sprinting out of bounds there.
Dylan Schoen and the officials sharing a laugh here as they walk down the court. Not sure what they're talking about. We'll have to ask Dylan later.
Rather have them laughing than kind of going at each other there. That's the good thing about this game. 12-1, Kemper Knights, 4:20 to go. Baiting coming down. Comes off a screen on his right. Claire's the one that sets it. Baiting keeps his dribble alive. Attacks to the inside. Goes down low for Claire. Ball on the floor. Claire goes up. No foul call, and they will get it now. As Claire misses the shot, as he'll head to the line now. Foul pending. Where we're going to see is there was two guys, and it will be on Corbin Teen, the 6'6 senior, picking up his first.
That was a good, strong penetration by Jack Baiting. Kind of made a tough pass for Claire. He did manage to handle it, but couldn't get a good shot off, got the rebound, and got called to the body foul.
Claire gone away from the little behind-the-back routine he had. First free throw up and good. Claire, 61% on the season, has shot more free throws than anyone on this Kemper team.
Tanner Baiting checks in for Teddy Perkins. Those two, again, can't say enough about the job that they've done. They're certainly not Brock Baiting, but you can't expect them to be anywhere close, but they've certainly come in and done what they needed to do for the Knights.
You don't get another Brock Baiting, but to get those two guys and the effort they give as Claire misses the next one here. Rebound going out to Lovely now as he'll push up center court. 13-1 Kemper Knights, 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Lovely down to the corner. Miska inside now for Teen. He drives, layup no good, long rebound out into the hands of Guta.
That's an okay foul there by Griffin Glenn as he and Utah share words a little bit, but good hard foul. Don't give him no easy basket.
The thing I said in the Carroll game and even in the Kemper game before, Doug, you have to, if you're going to go up and foul, not allow him to get the shot up clean.
Yeah.
Utah.
And he definitely fouled him hard there.
53% on the season free throw shooter, as that's going to get Lauber off the bench. He goes up and misses off the front side of the rim. And what a fast start for Kemper so far, Doug. But, I mean, trainer probably not going to fall asleep and kind of just roll over for him.
Yeah, Kepper got a little bit of an advantage now as Lauber comes in. He's 6'2". They take out the 6'6 team.
Got a box out on the free throw. This one up front rim, no good. Jack Bating soaring up to get it.
Jack had a big rebound game yesterday.
Gets to the front court now. Hands off to Claire. Claire going to get downhill. Spins inside. Layup up over the contact. Gets it to go.
What an athletic move by Claire. That patented spin move. He looks a little bit quicker all the time. Kepper up now 15-1 with 3:35 left in the third quarter.
Lovely deep three. Alec Lovely over Jack Bating. Knocking it down.
Yeah, that's what he can do, and that's why you got to stay in his face. And Jack was actually out there. I thought he had pretty good defense, but he just elevated it. And now a steal.
And a save here to Alec Lovely. Lovely coming down the floor. Finds his guy down low. Layup attempt blocked by Claire, and they'll call the foul after. I tell you what, the whistles are a little later. They're letting them play through some of the contact sometimes, but they're calling it a little bit physical after the fact.
So the trainer catching their breath here, making a little run at Kemper. It's now 15-4 after it was 15-1, and they're shooting free throws.
Nuto went 0-for-2 on his first trip. Now heading back to the line here again, 53% on the season, and misses the third. And sometimes, Doug, the nerves get to you when you're playing the number one team out down at probably the biggest arena you're going to play in.
Yeah, and he's getting in his own head a little bit now. So Kepper's got to get a box out here on the rebound. They've given up some easy rebounds on free throws.
Second one up for Guta. This one no good. Tipped up into the air. Jack Bating coming down with the rebound. Jack across the timeline. Drives to his right. Gets past the defender. Has it stripped from behind.
There's
ball on the floor. They're going to outlet it. Getting it to Lovely in the front court. No one there to save it. And Miska going to be the one to lay it in. Wouldn't be surprised if a timeout comes, Doug.
That's already two turnovers on Kemper. That's as many as they had the whole game yesterday, and they've closed it down to 15-6.
This is the way Trainer likes it. Glenn step back, gets past Lovely all the way. Shot up, no good. Lovely picking up the foul, though, as Glenn going to go to the line to shoot two.
Let's pass the basketball, guys. You know, Glenn's got all kinds of athleticism. We know we can get to the hole, but sometimes you get a little bit competitive against that other guy and you want to take him one-on-one. Let's get back to passing the basketball.
How big is it that they want to get some fouls on Lovely, maybe take him out of the game?
Well, he's a really good player. He's probably not fouled out all year. Glenn's shot is long.
Glenn missing that one off the back of the rim. He comes in shooting 70%. From the free throw line, Dylan Schoen going to check out. But Claire's had a huge game so far. He's got 8 of the 15. He got 5 from Schoen, 2 from Jack Bating. But Ryan Claire's been huge on the offensive end.
Yeah, he's just really athletic and does a good job. But now it's Glenn goes to see the second free throw, and it is good.
Griffin Glenn, 1 of 2 on that trip, as the Knights going to fall back on the defensive end. And Lovely going to walk it up, meeting Jack Bating at the IHSAA logo at center court. Lovely with his left hand. Goes back to his right under the legs now. Back over to Lauber on the left wing. Hand off to Teen. Teen pump fake. Drives inside at the elbow on the right side. Back out to Lovely. Pull up jumper from 15. Comes up short. And Tanner Bating going to clear the rebound for the Kemper Knights.
Tanner doing a good job on that defensive boards.
Ryan Claire out deep here at the top of the key. Making him the main ball handler. Claire going to drive in. Gets all the way to the bucket. Layup with the left hand. Got it. Ryan Claire, 10 points.
Good spin move again. They just can't stay with him.
You're going to need to put Teen on him, and Teen's not a huge guy. Claire's got the speed on him. They're going to have Lovely drive. He's going up against Claire. Tried to throw it in, but it's going to go off of Claire's knee and sail out of bounds. Here, Mr. Connor Crabb. Connor, again, bringing you your Western Iowa high-speed highlights as he will be putting those out here soon. And always great to see those highlights to get kind of a little recap of the game, and I think the kids love it too to see that they're out there and their highlights are out on the web.
Kemper has to be alive here. Nice steal there by Teddy Perkins as they tried to get it into Miska.
Miska, they kind of came to the ball, but Perkins knew where they were going. Claire at the top of the key, shown back into the game for Griffin Glenn. Claire thought about the three, tries to hand off, finds Perkins deep right wing. Goes over out of Jack Bating. Bating had it tipped for a second. Drives now, double-teamed at the top. Gets past Lovely all the way. Finds Claire. Claire, bodies hit the floor. Shot up good for Ryan Claire. And Alec Lovely, Jude Miska's down, and he is not feeling it, Doug. He kind of pointed the bench right away and said, Coach, I'm going to need one.
I think he got poked in the gut. Hopefully it's just the wind knocked out of him.
You look up right now, though. Claire has got 8 points in the paint. He's got a 3 and a bucket from the free throw line. He has got 12 of whatever Kemper's got. I can't see the score currently here. 20-6, and Kemper, they don't look like they've wavered from yesterday to today.
Yeah, and the coaches are out, the players are talking again about this physicality And, again, they're letting them play. We got, you know, two really good athletic, fast, and strong teams here. And then when you let them play a little bit, it can lead to injuries. And glad to see the young man, Mr. Miska, get up and walk off the court under his own power.
That is the one thing we do love here is that, you know, the game does get physical, but we don't want anyone injured. We love that Miska can get up on his own and walk over. But, Doug, yesterday it was 23-9 to end the first quarter for Union and Kemper, and then Union started to kind of follow in behind him, made the game feel a little bit closer. Kemper's probably got to keep this run going here when we get to the second quarter.
Keep your foot on the gas. 20-6 now, Kemper, with about a minute 25 left in the first quarter.
Hover over, pump fake from Hill at the top of the key, hands off to Lovely, got to keep a hand on him as he will pull it, pump fake. Pump fakes again, works to his right, pass over to the far side for Hill. Hill on the left wing, back to Lovely. Got Kemper jumping in the air, back to Hill once again at the top of the key. Back over, Jack Bating tips it. Ball back in the hands of Hill, 10 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Claire going to try and strip it. Ball on the floor, stolen away. Hill, 6 seconds to go on the clock, gets past all of the Kemper defenders because all of them were on offense. Now back on the defensive end.
Yeah, everybody was taking off on offense and we didn't have possession of the basketball.
Got to make sure you got it first. Bating down the left side. Back now to the right. Bounce pass to Claire. Claire wasn't looking for it. Floater up. Good. Ryan
good.
Claire is having a huge night when I look up. He's got 14 of the 22 on the board.
And a nice job by Jack Bating getting him the ball in a place where he could score.
Ball now into the hands of Hill. His three-point shot up. Rattles it home.
Kemper gave him a little room. Didn't know if he could make that shot or not. And sure enough, he knocked it down 22-11. Now Kemper will take the last shot here with 23 clock under 20 now.
Glenn's set to check in here. The Knights hold for the final shot. He will not come in.
Hopefully we can do a better job of executing these quarter endings than we did yesterday where we botched three of them.
Claire at the elbow to the corner for Schoen. Schoen driving baseline. Finds Claire and it's stolen away by Lauber. 5 seconds to go. Lovely. Three to go. Two to go. Gets all the way down. Step back at the buzzer. Tries to get fouled and they call it before the buzzer.
Yeah, and it was a foul. There's no doubt about it. He's going to go to the line to shoot three. And again, Kemper botched that again. Which is so unlike them. We've been very good with those quarter-ending plays. We took a shot with 5 or 6 seconds left and gave them an opportunity to go down, and he's a very good free throw shooter, likely to hit all three of them. Going to be able to get that lead down to 8 if he does.
22-11, the Kemper Knights lead trainer so far in this ball game. There's no time on the clock, but we're going to put something back on there, I believe, with him going to the line. They've got the Knights still out there, and I'm wondering why they are still out there if there's going to be no clock. You don't have to be out on the floor if they're not going to put time back on. 22-11. Lovely going to the line, shooting about 73% on the season here. We still haven't gotten any time on the clock. Doug, I have never seen it where you don't got time on the clock. I don't think the guys don't have to stand there. And with no time on the clock, you don't have to be out on the floor. You can go kind of huddle up, but they will put .4 back on the clock there. Just enough to get a shot off. The old Derek Fisher rule.
And I think he's shooting three.
Lovely's first one up. Good.
So, again, Kemper at the end of this quarter, just a mental mistake there to let that happen and let them get that last possession.
Second one up for Lovely. This one rattles out. They're going to send Miska back into the game. He came out a little bit ago kind of holding his stomach there. But if this shot's off, you got to fire something or hold it if you're Kemper.
Well,
if not, you can
sure
inbound.
Let's make sure we secure the rebound.
Got a box out. Down low. Lovely second one up, or third one up, and good. So 2 of 3 from that trip. They'll inbound it to Jack Bating. Jack doing kind of the smart thing there of just holding on to the ball. Is the quarter going to end 22-13 Kemper? We're going to go ahead and step away for 1 minute. Be back with the semifinal matchup next.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll be right back.
tempered.
After the first quarter, Doug, it was 9-0 to start the game. Since then, 13-13, so it has been knotted up even.
Yeah, Kemper, like I said, they had a great chance at the end of the quarter, but Trainer hit a couple three-pointers. That can get you back in the ballgame real quick. Kemper's only got one. But Kemper's got to get back to playing good, aggressive defense. Take their time on offense. Don't force shots. If they do that, and continue getting the ball into Ryan Clare, they have no answer for him. So let's be patient. Keep getting the ball inside and see if we can keep adding up the points with the two-pointers.
Clare has got well over half of the points in this ballgame for the Kemper Knights, 14 of the 22. And, Doug, what has Clare done on the inside? I mean, he stretched the floor the one time, made a free throw, but other than that, 10 of his 14 from the inside.
Well, just good quick moves and put the ball in the hole. And like we talked earlier, when the ball goes in, it looks pretty good. But, we've got a couple other players that, played really well yesterday. But, for example, Griffin Glenn, I don't know that he's – what's he got? No points yet today? 1 point? So, again, Kemper, just get back to passing the basketball.
When you look at last night – he had 24 out of Glenn and 15 out of Clare. Clare's 1 point away from tying and two away from passing last night. Glenn's far away from where he was, and I think they want to keep him out of the game compared to Ryan Clare because he was the X factor in the game last night.
Yeah, when we jump ahead like this, we want to make sure that we keep the distance out there. We've left them get back into the game. They played 13-13 after we went on that 9-0 run, and they get the basketball. So they get a chance to get a little bit closer. It's again 22-13 as we start the second quarter.
Alec Lovely, one of the best guards in the class of 2A here in the state of Iowa. Lovely, a senior, so probably more than likely going to go on and play basketball somewhere if he wants to.
Tanner Baiting and Teddy Perkins, and Teddy's on Lovely right now.
Jack Baiting, the one on the bench for the Knights here. They're working it across to the top for Hill. Back to Lovely on the right wing. Lovely dribbles down, works it inside now to Teen. Teen off of a little bump from Lovely there.
He's got a little bit of a mixed match. They got him on Glenn, and he's taking Glenn down low and gets an easy 2 points on him.
Teen, the one that goes up and gets it to go as he knocks it down.
Trainer crowd getting back in the game, 22-15.
Clare at the top of the key, guarded by Lovely. They're going to put a guard on Clare to keep him away. Three-point shot up from Baiting, no good. Rebound into the hands now of Hill, and they're a couple of possessions away from making this thing real close as Lovely's down the left wing. He pulls up 18 feet. Baiting to clear the rebound, and he's on the line with his hand. And a turnover for the Kemper Knights.
Yeah, just to kind of break, you got to, keep that type of thing from happening. Tanner with his second rebound, but, Trainer yesterday fell behind 6-0 and then came back with a 17-0 run. They're kind of doing the same thing now, not to that extent, but certainly a team that doesn't get the steal now from Dylan Schoen.
Glenn going to follow him. Schoen going to drive. Gets bumped. Lost it. And a foul on Dylan Schoen.
He must have led with an elbow or something. We didn't see that. We were blocked, but Dylan's not arguing it, and that's his second foul.
Probably going to see Baiting take him out of the game, and he will. Jack Baiting going to come in.
That's a case where, you're 1-on-3, 1-on-2 at the best. Probably want to pull it up and wait for your teammates.
Glenn kind of pointed at him and said, hey, I'm behind you. Let me get it. And he just kept kind of going. Ball in the hands now of Lovely, coming down center court, Baiting, bending the knees to guard him. You got Tanner on the far side now, guarding Hill. Up to the top now for Lauber, back to Lovely. Lovely going to drive. Skip pass back out to Teen, back over to Hill. Top of the key, Hill working around the circle here. Looks inside at Teen. Teen goes to his right, then to his left, gets past Clare, and Teen gets it to go.
Again, they're having good ball movement, getting them easy shots inside.
It was a five-point game, 22-17, 6:30 to go. Glenn to his right, gets past the defender. Euro step layup, no good. Rebound on the backside to Teen.
Again, Kemper getting into that one-on-one stuff.
Lovely on the left wing, drives inside, gets past Tanner Baiting. Has it stripped, Teddy Perkins almost had it stripped there, finds Griffin Glenn on the break, going up, and a lot of contact, but no call on Miska as he gets the clean block. Coming down is Hill. Hill, step back, three, no good. Rebound to Jack Baiting, and if you're Jack here, you wait, and they're going to call a jump, and it's still Kemper's ball.
Tell you, this Trainer team is playing with a lot of confidence right now. Kemper's got to pick their chins up because they're looking a little doubtful.
The one thing you have not seen this quarter is number 24 in white. He has not scored in this quarter so far. Kemper hasn't scored in this quarter, I believe, either.
Dylan's
four straight for Trainer. Jack Baiting down the right side. Across the Iowa Farm Bureau. Jack in a drive, goes behind his back, gets all the way, spins, jumper up, blocked cleanly, and a foul on the way, and that's Miska,
It'll be his first.
Fortunately, a foul we kind of bailed us out. But again, no passes on that possession.
They do run a lot of one-on-one. Bating going to head to the line, shooting two, 60% on the season. Jack put in his time, sprouted up during this offseason to 6'2". And Doug, what would you say, 190, 200?
Yeah, he's right around 190 as he makes the free throw. Kemper puts a little bit of a hole in that run right now as it's 23-17.
Still two possessions. Six-point lead. Bating second free throw up. Knocks it down. 2 for 2 from the line. The first pair of free throws in the second quarter.
Big Alec, for Jack to make those.
Alec Lovely going to come down center court across the association logo over to Laver. Now to Hill at the top of the key. Looking back, throws it to Lovely, and Lovely is not home.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be out there. You got to give Trainer a lot of credit. You know, they withstood that early run there by Kemper, and now they've turned it over. Kemper's got to take advantage of this and score on the offensive possession.
Jack Bating coming down the left wing here. You can get a stop for Trainer. You have a chance to push the lead down to a single possession. Bating looking, drives left, gets all the way, runner up, no good, rebound
again
to the hands out team.
Another possession with no passes, guys. That's not going to work.
Bating going to guard Lovely out deep, goes under the screen, Lovely, step back, drives now, gets all the way, turn around, out to Hill. Hill driving baseline on the left, gets all the way and got it. Coach Minahan saving the timeouts here. And here he goes. Timeout. Kemper. 5-point lead, 24-19, 5:13 to go as we step away for 1 minute.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Baiting, three from the corner, pump fake, next one, up, no good. Rebound into the hands now of Teen.
And it's one and done on the offensive end for Kemper.
Lovely on the right wing, guarded by Perkins, comes off the screen, driving, jumper up on the way, good from Alec Lovely.
After being down 13, they close it to down to 3, 24-21. Kemper's really going stagnant on the offensive end.
Baiting over to Glenn. Glenn going to work. Isolates, gets inside, runner up on the way, no good, gets his own rebound, but it sails out of bounds.
Again, another one pass, maybe two passes that possession. The guys are forcing shots. That's not going to work. This is too good a ball club to play that kind of basketball.
Nash Leonard going to sub into the ball game for the Kemper Knights. Ryan Clare going to head to the bench. This is the first time we've seen Nash.
Yeah, Ryan hasn't done much this quarter. As part of it's probably just a little bit tired after a real active first quarter.
Got to keep your feet on the defensive end. Offense is not rolling. Nash going to be guarding Teen. Lovely out deep with Bating on the right wing. They're going to set a screen now. Lovely going to come off it. Spins back inside. Holds the dribble for a little while. Gets out to the left wing. Back out to Hill at the top of the key. Hill drives. Down low for Teen. Guarded by Leonard. He gets all the way. Gets past Leonard and gets it to go. And it's a one-point game.
He's had good feet, good movement down there. Kemper's got to get their head going.
Jack Bating to his left. Finds Perkins on the left wing. They're going to set a back screen for Bating, looking at Glenn. Perkins over to Tanner Bating and throws it out of bounds. And Kemper is falling apart in this second quarter, Doug.
Yep. The offensive sink is just gone. And you can tell guys are kind of looking at each other like, what's going on here? They've lost their confidence. They've lost that swagger they came into the game with.
Dylan Schoen, Ryan Clare checking in here. They're going to keep Leonard and Clare on the floor. Two bigs, and then Bating, Schoen, and Glenn. They're going to put Claire on Hill, and they'll put Leonard on Teen. Teen has 6 in the quarter alone. Before that, had nothing.
Trainer with a chance to take their first lead in the game. 3:44
left for Hill.
Quarter.
Hill down to Teen.
First quarter.
Teen out.
to Hill again. Back to Lovely now, deep left wing. Lovely looking for a screen from Teen to his right. Works back left, then over the screen on the right side. Outside, bounce pass to Teen. Teen almost lost it on the outside. Pass to Lovely, deep range, three up, good. Alex Lovely gives them their first lead of the ball game.
He got himself three. Jeff went for the steal, and that was about a 24-footer. And Trainer now up 26-24.
Jack Bating left wing, looks down low at Nash Leonard. Leonard squares up to the hoop, finds Bating on the outside, comes off the screen, Bating bumped, and a turnover from the Kuemper Knights.
Kuemper was trying to do too much stuff one-on-one, not passing the basketball.
How do you fix this one, Doug? It's looking like an upset alert so far.
Everybody's got to look each other in the eye and just say, hey, guys, let's get this done. We know what we can do. Settle down a little bit, get their confidence back. But boy, Trainer on a run right now, up 26-24 with just 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
15-1 to start this game. Since then, Doug, it is 25-9. Down low, Teen spins, had it ripped, travel on Teen.
Let's hope that's the break that Kuemper needs.
You get your defensive stop here with 2:53 to go in the second quarter. Kuemper trailing 26-24. Brock Bating coaching from the bench here. And that's something else that Brock brings to the team is he's so smart.
Yeah, he's calling out plays. And I'm really surprised at the ease that Trainer's had at getting the ball down low against Kuemper, getting those easy buckets and then kickbacks.
Blair on the outside, guarded by Teen, drives to the right, gets all the way, shot up, no good. Key hits the floor, Leonard rebound out to Miska off the tip, and he'll get it to Lovely. Up by two, Trainer heading down the right side with Lovely. Lovely step pass out to Hill, three-pointer from the left wing, got it!
Well, they're sailing right now.
And it is 29-24 Trainer after a 15-1 start for the Kuemper Knights. They have dominated this second part of the game. Glenn to the right wing, down to the corner now. Glenn between his legs, goes baseline, cut off, spins out, finds Claire. Claire to Schoen. Schoen top of the key driving, turn around, finds Glenn. Glenn,
keep passing about the ball, three. Guys, find the open shot.
Glenn going to drive to the baseline, bump foul on Teen. Teen bleeding out of the nose right here as well.
Yeah, got a little bit of blood.
Teen going to pick up his second. Looking up at the quarter, four on Trainer, or two on Trainer, one on Kuemper.
Kemper's completely lost all offensive sync on this. You know, when we were passing the basketball, Trainer was a step slow out of the gate, and now Kuemper has got a lot of time in between passes, kind of just waiting for things to happen. It's just got to be pass, pass, pass. Keep that ball moving.
Teen's got six so far in the game. They're going to call a timeout, which means that Kuemper will go to the bench as well with Trainer. But, Doug, six in the quarter for Teen. You look at this, a three from Lovely, another bucket from Lovely, and a three from Ethan Hill. They have rolled on the offensive end. Like I said, 15-1 for Kuemper. Since then, it is 28-9 for Trainer.
Kemper's not seen anything like this in a long time. It looks very similar to the game last year against Union when we just got out of sync and could not get it back. And when they come back and start hitting three-pointers like that, that widens the gap pretty quickly. Kuemper has got to pick it up on the defensive end and got to be a lot more calm and make better passes on the offensive end.
It starts on the offensive end and the defensive end here. You don't have Perkins or Bating on the floor. Tanner, you have Nash out there. Nash is playing a huge part so far. I mean, he's coming in and they're trusting him to play these minutes.
Well, he's got an opportunity to, that's for sure, as Claire looks. Oh, I guess they got to wipe up the blood right now.
And there is a huge stoppage of play. This could work in Kemper's favor after that huge run from Trainer. Maybe they come out cooled off, but Kuemper has got to get it done on the offensive end, Doug.
Well, they've just got to execute a lot better, and we've got to get this, you know, this mentality out of our head that, hey, I can do it all one-on-one. We had several possessions, four or five there in a row where we went out and forcing shots. If the shot's not there, guys, you got 35 seconds on that shot clock. Take the time. You got good shooters. You got a good team. Let's keep working the basketball.
Doug, we've got some time to kill, so we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll be back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Jeff, can I talk to you? Kemper struggled with some bigs down low that know how to have good footwork and get their guys in the air.
Well, defensively, we're not being real aggressive, but like I said, more of this is the result of poor execution on the offensive and just forcing too many things, as Kemper now is going to take the ball out underneath its own basket. Let's get our heads up, know that we're a good team, know that we can get this back.
Guta came in 14. Bating out to Claire at the top of the key. Claire back down to the right. Hands off to Jack Bating. Bating at the top of the key over to Schoen. Schoen now fills where he was. Looking for a screen from Leonard on his left. Goes to the left. Guta guarding him. Gets to the bucket. Schoen to Glenn in the corner. 21 to play on the shot clock. Glenn drives. Gets out and a foul. Going to be called here on Miska. And that'll be his third. Let's see for sure if it's Miska. Nope, it'll be Lovely.
It's only the fourth foul, third foul, excuse me.
That'll be Miska's second, two in this quarter here. Bating on the left side of the out-of-bounds, throws it into Claire at the top of the key, setting a couple of screens. Claire down to the basket, gets all the way, little runner-up, no good. Shot over.
Again, not a good shot.
Ball in the hands now of Lovely. Lovely down center court, guarded by Bating. Over to the far side for Laver. Laver inside, back out. Guta.
Look at the ball movement here for Trainer.
Hill going to drive on Claire. Gets all the way. Runner up. No good. Rebound. Leonard tips it. And it's off of Guta and out of bounds.
Leonard protected that, but he's got to block him out a little bit better. Don't let that guy get up on top of you. As number 10, team going to check back in.
Teddy Perkins back into the game as well. So both teams starting lineups. The number one team in Class 2A versus the number four. The number four.
I don't remember when the last time Kipper scored, do you? It's been a while. We've been stuck on 24 for a long time.
Yeah, it happens. But, you know, you got to get it going here soon. Bating to the right. Goes back to his left now. Looking at Glenn. Finds the Schoen on the left wing. Schoen creates inside. Gets all the way. Little floater up. Got it. Dylan Schoen.
Finally got off that 24 and 50 seconds left now. Second quarter.
Trainer can head into the quarter with momentum if they can get a bucket here. Kemper trying to get back into it. Very cleanly.
Kemper desperately needs a
Lovely
stop.
Deep three. Good.
Oh, what a play by Lovely. He just kind of gave Jack a little bump, pushed him off, and Kemper now going to have the shot at probably run the clock out here.
32-26, shown inside. Gets all the way to the bucket. Kick out to Glenn. Glenn going to drive baseline. Soars up over Lovely. Runner no good. Gets his own board. Kick out to Bating. Pump fake. Back to Glenn right wing.
Still 19
Glenn.
Seconds.
Bump. 17 to go. Drives in, gets all the way, finds Claire. Claire, step back three. Got it, Ryan Claire with the bucket.
A little bit better offensive execution there by Kemper. Now they got to get a defensive stop. They got this thing down to three going.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. Lovely creates a shot, one to go. Step back, blocked by Bating. Lovely did not like the block call. Thought he got fouled, but Kemper's going to head into the halftime break, trailing 32-29. Doug and I are going to go ahead and step away. We will be back with your Mackey Motors halftime coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Bruner
Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Doug, 32-29 Trainer after what was a huge fourth quarter and a huge run for the Knights. Trainer stormed back and made this game ugly.
Well, it wasn't so much that they made it ugly. I think it was more Kemper just got out of playing what Kemper does. And again, we've said it numerous times, we've got games where we get into that one-on-one stuff, and we had several possessions where, okay, we can feel the pressure. I got to take charge of this, and I got to go down and make a bucket. Instead of playing team basketball and staying composed, we get rattled and start forcing the shots a little bit. And we did a lot of that through that early second quarter. And Trainer just kept playing their good team basketball, executing, hitting three-pointers like they needed to, and hit the offensive glass a little bit. But all in all, it was more what Kemper didn't do, I think, than what Kemper did, or than Trainer did.
We'll get official stats here in just a little bit for shooting percentages, but I'd be curious to see the shooting percentages for Trainer, because if you look at it, first quarter, Lovely had 1 3 and 2 free throws. After that, a bucket and 2 threes in that second quarter. So Lovely's come alive. After that, a 3 from Ethan Hill and 3 buckets from Teen. I said to start this game, you had about 3 guys you had to worry about if you're Kemper, and those 3 have come alive in the second quarter.
Yeah, they've taken charge. You know, their kids have just they've continued to work the game plan. They've executed and done what they stayed with what they needed to. Kemper got away from what they needed to do. And, you know, coach called a timeout, and they came out and ran a set. Still missed the basket, but at least they passed the ball a few times. And we're lucky to get that big bucket from Claire at the end to pull them within 3. So by no means are we out of this game at 32-29 and a half. We're still very capable of getting back into this. But we've got to have a whole different mindset than we did in that second quarter.
And, Doug, what does that mindset have to be? Because I'm sitting here going, you know, Alec Lovely, Ethan Hill, and Teen took over that second quarter, and Kemper started and not really passed the ball. How do you go into the halftime, and if you're Coach Minahan and the guys, how do you attack this second half?
Well, first off, guys, relax. Calm down. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. We know we're a good ball club. Let's get back to doing the things that we need to do. Let's run our offensive sets. Let's wait for the right shots. And on the defensive end, pick up the defensive intensity.
You look out here, we've got a show for us at halftime, some drumming. And they got the lights down low. But, Doug, if you're Coach Minahan there, what are you thinking after that first half?
Well, he's got to be the leader with positivity, you know, showing that he, you know, hey, guys, I got confidence in you. Everybody's got to relax, can't get rattled. He's got to, you know, lead the way just like every coach does. But, you know, they just got to come out in the third quarter and really take it to Trainer and respond to the run that Trainer made and get control of this ball game again.
When you look at these first half numbers, Doug, They were 2 of 2 from field goals, 9 of 9 from field goals, and 1 of 1 from the three-point line. In that second quarter, 2 of 11 from the field, and 1 of 3 from the three-point line. Trainer, 40% from the field, 67% from the three-point line. In the second quarter, 73% and 75%. So they have really stepped it up and played more efficiently in the second quarter as well.
Well, they've been patient and got working for better shots. And when you work for good shots, you're going to get open a little bit more. A lot of Kemper shots have been forced shots, and those are a lot more difficult to get to go down. We don't have to play this game one player at a time. It's a team basketball game, and that's what we've got to get back to.
Looking at here as well, you got points in the paint, 16 to 12 Kemper. Points off turnovers, 9-7 Trainer. Second chance, 3-1 Kemper. Fast break, 2-2. Bench points, 0-0. There was one lead change. The last field goal of the game for both of them as well came in that final minute. But we're going to go ahead and step away, Doug. We got more of the Mackey Motors halftime coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor Motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First halftime of a break. Doug McNeil and Kick 106.7. The Kemper Knights trailing the Trainer Cardinals by a score of 32-29. Doug Lovely came alive in that second quarter, and so did Teen. But if I look at the second quarter scoring, Jack Bating opened up the quarter with a pair of free throws. Schoen had a dribble drive attack and got one. And Claire had a three-pointer, and that is it. Three guys have scored.
Yeah, you know, for the highest scoring team in the state, that's really kind of shocking that you would only, would we end up with how many points exactly in the quarter, but not very many, that's for sure.
And I think Trainer wants this to be ugly. I mean, they want this to score to be in the 50s or maybe even the low 60s because they thrive off of defensive games.
Yeah, and they're playing great man-to-man defense. They're out playing Kemper on defense now. Kemper's like I said, this game's a long ways from over. Kemper's got to go in and realize, just sit back and say, okay, hey, let's wait a minute, guys. I got a feeling Brock Bating's doing a little talking in the to these guys in the locker room here at halftime.
And I don't even know if it's talking. He might be raising his voice a little to get the attention of these guys and say, look what we did last year against the team in the sub-state final when you play like that.
Yeah, well, let's hope that they come back out. Let's hope they get it done, come back. But give credit to a trainer, played a great second quarter there and just completely took the ball game away from the Knights.
Trainer making their way back out on the floor. Who's the X factor for the Knights in the second half? Who do you got to play with?
I don't think it comes down to an X factor. The X factor is playing team basketball.
What about Trainer? Is it Lovely? Is it Hill? Or is it team basketball for them as well?
Keep doing what they're doing.
When you look at it, Doug, the shooting-wise, I think that they came out and shot really well. For Kemper, I think you need to play a little bit more physical. I mean, they're letting him get to the bucket, and they're kind of letting him have free layups. If they're going to get shots like that, you go up and you give them a little physicality. Don't by any means look to hurt anyone or anything like that, but bump them. Make them know that you're there.
Yeah, they're letting them, you know, get by with that stuff. Of course, about the time we said it, then they don't, but... These Trainer kids are really confident. They know they've been here before. They're a good basketball team. I think you said this was their third time in a row making it down here. They've been on this floor. They know what it takes to win. But the Knights do too. They just simply aren't doing what they need to do. They know, or at least they should know, that when they get on that one-on-one stuff, kind of like they did against Carroll. You mentioned it earlier in the game after Brock was lost. A lot of one-on-one stuff, and obviously we lost that game. And if we continue playing like we did in the second quarter, the same thing's going to happen. But I know that the opportunity's there, and I know that we can come back and get this thing.
Brock Bating, the last one out of the locker room there, came out way after all the players were. The coaches are still in there, though, but Brock's almost treated like a fourth coach sometimes when he's out there kind of coaching them up and saying, guys, I've grown up with you for how many years? I know you. We've played together before. I need to just tell, like, if you're Brock, you sit there and you just say, I need to tell you guys, get out of your own head. Go play basketball.
Yeah, you know, and you know, another thing, you know, the Knights, they're in that second quarter, kind of were looking at each other like, what's going on here? Can't do that. Can't doubt yourself. Know that you're a good team. Know that when you play the game that you're capable of playing, that you can come back and you're going to be the better ball club. If they don't do that, they're going to lose. If they do, I think they got a really good shot of pulling this out.
Looking up at the board for your stats here, Dylan Jones, 7 points, one rebound. Griffin Glenn, 1 point, one rebound, one assist. Jack Bating, 4.3 rebounds and assists. Teddy, just one assist. Ryan Clare, 17 points, one rebound. But the big thing for me, too, Doug, one rebound for Clare, three for Bating, one for Glenn, and one for Schoen. You had Glenn with 9, Clare with 12, and Bating with 12 yesterday. And they're still all well under even 5 rebounds.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, you know, Glenn with only 1 point. The ball doesn't go in the way. He's just not able to get good shots off. And a lot of that, you got to give credit where credit's due. Trainer's defense has taken this game away from Kemper. And then on the offensive end, they're executing much better than the Knights are. We just got to flip-flop that again.
Kemper going to come out trying to look strong as the number one team in the state in Class 2A. Trainer looking to pull off the number one, number four upset as they are the number four team. Unity Christian starting to get their light. Baby Blue pulling into the crowd.
Boy, that's going to be a game.
Yeah, them and Regina will be a huge game. And, you know, the winner of that game is going to come out bruised and battered because those are two teams that like to get into dogfights.
Yeah, they get after it for sure.
You got Kemper Knights and Trainer Cardinals coming out. I think Trainer going to be the one to start with the ball, and they will. So Kemper's going to have to come out on the defensive end and get a stop.
That's another thing on defense. Kemper's got to talk. That was one thing they talked about yesterday that they're really talking is Bating and Lovely, the two number threes exchanging a little conversation here at midcourt.
Lovely in the backcourt. Bating guarding him, throws it out to him now. You got your starting lineups for both teams out on the floor. Lovely down, pass over to Hill on the left wing. They're looking at Teen, setting a back screen for Lovely, drives, gets all the way, jumper up, no good, backside rebound, Teen touched it, Clare touched it last, and it heads out of bounds, last touch by Ryan Clare to remain on the Clorinda side of the court.
A good inside offensive position there by Teen.
Throw in Hill, jumper no good, rebound Griffin Glenn.
Again, Kemper a little bit sleeping, that normally doesn't happen to Kemper.
Teddy Perkins working it back out now, had a chance at the basket, gets it to Clare. Clare kick pass to Bating. Bating in the left corner. Jack out to the top now of the left wing. Looking on the inside for Clare. They're going to go to Clare out to the three-point line. Works it through on the offense. Clare driving. Spins back inside. goes up over Teen. No foul, gets it to go. A circus shot from Ryan Clare.
Yeah, a little bit of a forced shot, but he got it to go. But we did work the ball better on that possession. Now let's play defense. We got it down to 132-31. 50 seconds gone here in the second half.
Lovely. Top of the key. Over to Miska. Back out now to Laver. Laver dribbles to his left. Gets the way to the bucket. Pushes off a little bit on Schoen and gets it to go. Laver with his first point of the game, and it's 34-31 Cardinals.
Schoen's length usually bothers players more than that. They're playing really well.
Ball tipped. Stolen away. Laver. Schoen guarding him. Laver. Scoop layup up and good and came out and just... Trainer's still in this thing.
A real lackadaisical pass there by Dillon, just so unlike him. And again, Kemper's just, they're not playing with the intensity and the confidence that they normally play with. They're near down by 5, 36-31, and another near steal after a lazy pass.
Clare on the outside, looking, has to get the ball out, finds Baiting. Jack dribbling off the screen, drives inside, gets all the way, kick, Schoen, left corner, three up. No good, comes up long, and it'll be touched last out of bounds by Trainer. So Kemper going to stay with the ball. They have 10 to work with on the clock.
Surprisingly, Dillon's really off of his game. You can see him hanging his head a little bit. He's got to pick himself up and realize that, you know, I got to be part of this team and play more effectively.
Clare on the outside, goes over to Schoen. Schoen looking, finds Perkins. Six to play on the clock. Over to Jack Baiting. Thought about it, goes to Clare. Two on the clock. Clare doesn't know, and it's a shot clock violation. As the sounder goes off, there was no horn, but the clock goes off, and it's a shot clock, and Kemper struggling immensely against this Trainer defense.
Again, just hanging their heads a little bit. Nobody was talking. Everybody's got to see that. And now they're down 36-31. I think that's the biggest lead that Trainer's had, maybe at least in that area, but they can certainly go up seven here.
Lovely gets it now. Baiting, guarding him. Lovely back over. Laver, three. No good. Clare with the rebound. That would have been huge for Trainer, but Kemper lucking out that they don't get that one down. Perkins out to Schoen. Schoen out to left wing. Looking down at Clare. Glenn going across the baseline there. Schoen to Clare. Clare at the top of the key. Setting the back screen. Finds Jack Baiting. Layup, no good. Foul on the way, and that'll be on Laver, and it'll be his first.
Yeah, that was a good screen off of that. Jack didn't get a really good shot, but fortunately got the foul.
These are going to be huge. 5 of 7 from the three-point line, 3 of 9 for Trainer. So if this game comes down to it, these free throws are going to mean a lot. Jack Baiting, 2 of 2 on his trip in the second quarter. Looking to add to it, can make it a one-possession game with 2 of them. Free throw up, no good. Jack clapping his hands there, not too happy with the outcome of that one. But Kemper's done it to themselves so far. It's not been anything Trainer's really done, but it's been more of what Kemper's done to themselves, honestly.
Yeah, Kemper's just a step slow right now. It looks like this game's gotten into their head.
Baiting's second one, got it to go. Adjusted on the free throw to knock it down. 3 of 4 on the day, and it's 36-32 Trainer.
Jack with only 4 points, Glenn with only one.
Lovely. Over to Hill. Hill looking down low. Dribbles to his left, hand off to Lovely. Fadeaway three at the top of the key, no good. Rebound Schoen, tips it up and gets it. Hill outlet to Baiting with a chance to bring it down to one possession. Jack drives to the bucket, gets past the defender, layup good for Jack Baiting.
That was a good, strong move by Jack. Found the opening, was there, and he took it. And that's what Kemper's got to do. And I see him talking on defense a little bit now, too. So let's keep it up, guys.
36-34, ball in the hands of Laver. He drives
keep
baseline
driving.
And
a
block. And I believe that's on Glenn as he pushes Lovely over. I believe that'll be on Griffin Glenn. We'll see what the official call is here, and it will be Glenn. That'll be his second foul of the ballgame. He's got to stay on the floor, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, fortunately, he's played well through that ankle injury. 36-34, Kemper down. Only two now, 4:54 left, third quarter.
Laver, both points in this quarter as he checks out of the game here. They put in Guta. Lovely, the one to inbound. We'll throw it into the top for Hill. Hill inside for Guta. Dribbles down and gets it to go.
He just muscled Schoen around, and Dillon didn't have an answer for him. Put it up, easy direct shot off the backboard.
Jack Baiting out deep right wing, setting up an offense for the Kemper Knights. Baiting outside to Clare. Clare ripping through on the defense. Looks to Perkins on the left wing. Perkins back over to Schoen now. Schoen going to drive, spins inside, layup. And one! Dillon Schoen getting it to go.
Maybe that's the break that Dillon needed. He's had a tough game so far. Only had 5 points to that point, or 7. Got 9 now, but a really quiet second quarter.
That's Teen's third, and that's huge. He's their big guy down low as he's going to check out of the ballgame. Teen and Lovely both still talking to the official. Nothing, no yelling, nothing, but just asking. That's the right way to do it. Shone, if he can knock this down, we'll cut it to a one-point game, 38-36. Trainer, 4:29 to go in the ball game. In the third quarter. Shone, free throw, back rim, no good. Rebound out to Miska.
Miska, good box out, got up high on that rebound.
Lovely, to his left now. Looking at Hill at the top of the key. Backdoor cut, layup attempt. Going to be blocked partially by Fowl on the way up, and Trainer going to head to the line. That one going to be on Ryan Clare. That'll be his second. Clare not happy with the call.
You know, it's kind of funny with a lot of physicality in that. A hit like that, you probably don't think they're going to call it a foul. But
Miska going to the line, 71% on the season. First pair for him tonight.
One of their better free throw shooters.
Got it to go. Can make it a two-possession game once again here if he knocks this one down. If not, Kemper has a chance to tie. 39-36, 4:17 to go here in the ballgame. Kemper's got a box out to be able to get the board and get back on the offensive end. Miska's second free throw. Got it to go.
You know, and the momentum, the crowd, everything. The Kemper crowd's pretty quiet. This Trainer crowd behind us is just going wild. They're all in for their team right now.
Fading off the screen to Perkins. Fires up the three. This one short. No good. Rebound out to Lauber. And Trainer with a chance to take a huge lead.
Wasn't a bad shot, but again, the three-pointers aren't dropping.
Lovely pump
fake. Support for a better shot.
Hand off now to Miska. Left wing goes down low for Guta.
That's
and a charge on Guta.
Great offensive charge call there. Jack Baiting showing his toughness, taking that charge, going down hard to the floor. Tanner Baiting now checking in.
Tanner Baiting going to check in here. Timeout, Sean Minahan. The Kemper Knights trailing by 4, 3:52 to go. We're going to take it with them. 30 seconds and we're back.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Well over 11 minutes into this game, but Kemper is kind of beating themselves up as they only have 36 compared to 40 for Trainer.
Yeah, they got to look at this from a positive standpoint. What can I do? What, you know, and just get it done. Kemper's going to have the basketball now. Let's have a good offensive possession. Work the ball. Don't force any shots. But right now, you know, one of the things is Trainer is outworking Kemper on the defensive end.
Jack going to go to his left now in the front court. Has Miska guarding him. They're going to set it up. Shone on the far side, got a drive baseline, gets all the way, layup attempt, good for Dylan Schoen.
Dylan was screaming for the basketball, and again, that's 5 points now here in the quarter, so good start for Dylan.
Trainer set into a 2-3 zone that time, and left Schoen open to drive. Lovely deep on the outside, pass over to the far side for Miska. They're going to pass to a cutting Hill. Hill turns, squares up to the bucket, backs it back out now, looking down low, passes to Lovely, guarded by Tanner Baiting, right corner, Lovely working. Gets it outside, dribbles baseline, pull-up jumper, didn't get into Clare. Pull-up jumper, Clare going to muscle the rebound. 40-38, Trainer. Schoen going to be the one to walk it down.
Kemper with a chance to tie now. That's the closest they've been in a while.
Schoen gets inside, spin move, layup, and one! Dylan Schoen knocks down the layup. Count the basket. Kemper has a chance to take their first lead since the second quarter, Doug.
Dylan might have heard us talking about him hanging his head a little bit. He has really taken charge here in the last couple minutes of this ballgame, showing the offensive force that he can. I think you can, I'm guessing that Trainer's probably going to call a timeout if Kemper gets the lead here just to calm their kids back down.
Biggest thing is knock this free throw down and keep going. You got the lead. Make it bigger. Schoen, free throw,
long.
Left side, no good, rebound out, now into the hands of Lovely, first tie of the game since 0-0, ball in the hands of Lovely, working to his left at the center court, Lovely back to the right, between his legs, guarding on the outside is Baiting, Lovely driving to the basket, gets all the way, gets Baiting in there, blocked by Jack Baiting, Lovely, kick pass to the corner, short corner, back out now, working it to Miska, Miska in now, Lauber, cut off. Gets his dribble, thrown away almost by the Knights. Out to Lovely.
6 seconds.
Five. Lovely. Dribble drive. Baiting. Almost lost it. Off Lovely's foot. Turnover for the Trainer Cardinals.
Yeah, you're seeing them get a little bit rattled now. Kiffer, keep their composure. Let's go down and have another good offensive set. Let's see if we can take that lead back.
The biggest thing is starting it on the defensive end. You can get the offensive end going later.
If you
make stops like that, your offense will come. You get the momentum into the game. Jack Baiting coming down center court. Comes off a screen from Claire to his right. Guarded there by Guta. Baiting going to bounce pass to Schoen. Schoen thought about the three. Drives inside. Kick pass out to Baiting and a charge. And that'll be Dillon's third.
I thought that was a tough call.
Yeah, that's one that, you know, they kind of bumped into each other. And it's hard. And you're seeing the change in officiating, though, is the first couple of days it's been physical. But this game, they're calling a lot.
The trainer kind of stopping the bleeding here a little bit after Kemper's come back inside this game. 2:09 left now. Kemper needs another defensive stop. Turn up that energy.
Lovely down center court. Goes to his right for Hill. Hill out on the elbow. Still almost stolen away. Glenn going to get a hand on it. Pass back to Lovely. Looking back door. Lovely drive. Gets in the lane. Kick. Three. Lover from the corner. No good. Clear. Tip the rebound. And the foul going to be called here on Miska. And that is his third. So you got Schoen with three and Miska with three. That'll get Teen off the bench, but Teen has got a problem on the inside.
That's the fifth foul, so we're going to be shooting free throws here.
And that'll be Claire going in the line. Knights looking to pick up their first lead since the second quarter.
Early second quarter, right?
I think Jeff's got the number for us exactly. But the lead, Jeff, when was the last time Kemper led? 24-23 is the last time Kemper led. Since then, it's been all Trainer. They have their chance to make their first as Claire's 1-for-2 on the night. Free throw up for Claire. Got it.
Hit the front of the rim and skips in. So Kemper with their first lead.
Thank you to our quote-unquote expert analyst there, Jeff Blankman. I don't know if I want to call him our expert analyst or just an analyst because I don't know if that word fits yet. But
just call him Blankman.
But, yeah, he's doing a nice job here. Again, post-game going to be Jeff's deal. You will put it out on our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram and Twitter. As the
41-40 now, minute 45 left, third quarter.
Free throw no good. Lovely coming down the right side. Looks to his right here. Got an official right in front of us. Baiting going to come off the screen. Double screen here. Lovely pull-up jumper from 15. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Teen. Back out to Hill now.
First shot clock.
Hill into Lovely. Lovely turnaround jumper. Got it. And that's what happens when you give up offensive rebounds.
Trainer just keeps moving him around, and he keeps moving. He's tough to keep up with, and gets the two-point bucket, and Trainer back in front, 42-41.
Baiting off the screen, gets to the elbow.
Keep passing pass the ball,
to Claire. Three-pointer from Claire, no good. Rebound shown, out to Baiting. Pump fakes the three, Baiting pass to Glenn. Three-pointer, Glenn. Got it! Griffin Glenn with the huge three for the Kemper Knights. He was 1 point to that one.
Yeah,
makes the three to put him up two.
Assist to Jack Baiting. Kemper's only got a handful of assists in the ballgame. I've only got us for three or four.
Lovely over now into the corner. Hill wants to match and won't. Rebound to Dillon Schoen. Can close the quarter on a little bit of a run. 45 seconds, about 12 seconds separating shot and game clock. Kemper up by two. Hands off to Schoen. They'll play the weight game. Schoen going to look to attack now on Hill. Goes to his left, gets all the way, runner up on the way for Schoen, and gets it to go.
Yeah, Hill's no match for Schoen in the open court like that, and I'm guessing Trainer now is going to work for the last shot. Kemper with a four-point lead again.
Number three in red, more than likely going to be the one to facilitate this as he's out there. Lovely, guarded by Baiting. Baiting smiling a little bit, wants this defensive matchup. 16 now, ticking under 14 to go.
Jack,
fans on their feet. Baiting calling for the defensive screen. Lovely, now nine, attacks with eight. Between the legs, comes off a screen to the left, drives inside, gets all the way. Baiting alters the shot, no good. Tanner Baiting going to rip it out. Claire's a little hurt there. They're going to throw it to the front court, and Kemper going to head into the fourth quarter. 4 points up, 46-42. Doug and I will be back after this third quarter action.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll,
Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Does what a 17-10 quarter for the Knights as they're going to lead 46-42. The number one team not backing down at all.
No, they regained their composure a little bit there after a slow start to that quarter. Leading the way there was Dylan Schoen. You know, I commented earlier, I mean, just Dylan was frustrated. You could just see he was hanging his head. He's just like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden he kind of took charge, got that three-point play. And, again, we stepped it up on the defensive end, forcing them to work a little bit harder, and that usually leads to good things on the offensive end.
When you look late in this game here, Schoen's got three fouls, Glenn with two, he's got two on Claire, but on the other end, three on Miska, one on Lovely, three on Teen, and Teen is their big guy underneath, so you can maybe get him with four and have him out. Kemper shooting 7 of 13, Trainer shooting 5 of 11 here. Trainer's crowd deafening behind us at the moment. Kemper's got to get into it as a crowd and as a fan base here as the Knights stand to their feet. 8 minutes separates the number one or the number four team from a championship berth in the 2026 state tournament. The Knights coming out on the offensive end. They could push this lead if they can get a bucket.
Yeah, I think it's big that they do get a bucket here.
They're going to put Lovely on Claire. They're going to put Miska on the backcourt on Baiting. Jack going to walk it up. They're going to do a one, kind of a 1-3-1 look now for Trainer back to the corner. For Schoen. Schoen drives, skip pass to Perkins to Baiting. Jack, three-pointer from deep. No good. Long rebound out now to Laver. Still a two-possession game. Kemper can...
Would have liked to have seen us force it inside. It was a good look from a three-pointer, but we're just not hitting many of those.
Coming off a screen. Baiting over the top on Lovely. Back over now to the far side for Miska. Inside for Team, stolen away by Dylan Schoen. And Ryan Claire there. Nice job from both to front. Schoen doing the good thing of holding up. You guys are up four, but set something up, getting something to go. Still, now a man-to-man look. They're throwing different defenses at him. Baiting down, hands off to Schoen. Schoen, right wing. Up to the top now. Going to create. Gets all the way. Gets down to the bottom. Finds Glenn. Glenn out in the side.
Keep moving, guys. Keep
left wing, Glenn. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound tipped out. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Kemper. They're going to call it off. Kemper, Minahan talking to his guys, slow down. I mean, you pulled that three with three guys on you. Baiting was open from the three, and you could have had a better look, but you get it inside. I mean, they are dominating with Schoen and Claire when they get inside.
That's exactly what Coach Minahan's telling them over there on the bench. He's rolling his hands. These guys run the offense.
Lovely down center court. Over and out of the far side for Laver. Hands off to Meese to left wing. Down low to Teen. Teen gets in, gets all the way. Tries to go up over Claire. Bumps Claire. Claire hits the floor. Teen loses it. Claire almost gets it on the floor. But a foul going to be...
No, it's going to be out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Claire when he was laying on the bound. But
I got to ask,
that was a big, rough hit there from 22. He just barged right into Claire.
And Claire's on the floor. Teen kind of bumped him to try to get the foul. No foul called, but Claire almost catches on the floor. Yep, it's almost like a hit stick. He came downhill and just hit him to get the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, and it's both ways. It's the same call. It's just a very rough brand of basketball that doesn't favor Kemper.
Yeah, favors Trainer so far as the officials getting together and talking. No
but
foul call, but it's only out of bounds.
You got to adjust. So
got an official stand right in front of us. We're going to try and see a little better. Lovely inbound to Hill, deep left wing. Back inside now for Teen. Teen rips through, bumps Claire, shot up, no good. Claire tips it out and a foul on Ryan Claire. And
they're
it's on the floor.
On the floor. You know, there's so much physicality, and then all of a sudden, boom, they come out of there and they're called him, I guess, for being over the back. So is that, how many is that on Claire?
Three on Schoen. So your two biggest scorers are in foul trouble. Down low, Glenn rips it away.
Glenn
getting in the offensive end here. He's going to hold it up now after getting almost tripped from behind.
Big steal by Glenn.
46-42. No scoring in this third quarter, or this fourth quarter. So far, Baiting out deep. Lovely guarding him on his right. Gives him the left. Pass to Claire outside. Back to Baiting. Baiting going to drive. Gets ripped and is getting held. Shot up. No good. No foul there.
Oh, my God.
With huge physicality. I mean, that was huge physicality, Doug. Lovely.
Again, it's both ways, but that is just such physical basketball. And they want a three-pointer down here, and they fall within one.
Lovely knocks it down, but if you're Kemper, that's one that you look at and say, where are you calling this game for us, and where are you calling it for Trainer? Because that Jack got hammered.
Well, Like I said, I don't want to get into one versus the other. It's just it's very physical and it's not consistent. I will say that.
Yeah, Kemper's got to adjust to the physicality.
We've got to respond now. We've got to have a good offensive possession here and a good move there by
Claire. And one at the bucket. They find the foul.
And that's going to be on
Teen. And that's his fourth. Teen might come out of this game for a while. He knocks that free throw in. Claire can give him the four-point lead once again, but we were asking for the foul. I think Kemper was asking for the foul. And they
Like I said, they're calling it both ways. It's just very rough basketball.
And I tell you what, there, a nice play from Claire. Instead of going up and fading, he goes up into him and
strong.
Just scoops it away from where the defender is at.
Now we've got to make this free throw.
He's one for two on each trip so far. 2 of 4, Claire's long. Free throw up. And no good. Rebound into the hands of Guta. They're going to get it to Lovely. Three-point game favoring Kemper. 48-45, 5:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Lovely down center court, screen to his right, goes to his left, drives all the way, layup attempt up, no good, rebound Schoen.
Kemper was fortunate there, we got a long high bounce and allowed Schoen to get that rebound.
Schoen over the top to Glenn, rainbows it over. Glenn,
take your time now, guys.
Outside, setting up an offense with Coach Minahan. Glenn working it around now, waiting, 20 on the shot clock. They're going to wait this game out a little bit. Glenn going to attack, gets all the way to the bucket, to the elbow. Glenn down low for Claire, reverse finish for Ryan Claire.
That's the extra pass we've been missing most of the night. Good pass there. It's the first assist for Ryan Claire. Kemper back up by 5.
Lovely driving inside. Step back, stolen away by Schoen. He's got room in front of him. Schoen with Lovely there. Layup, no good. Lovely racing back down. Trainer with the advantage. Lovely.
Somebody wide open under the bucket.
Lovely driving, ball stolen away, but a foul before the steal.
And they're going to call that on Teddy Perkins. It's just hard for me to see how that's a foul and all the other physical stuff that's going on is. But that's the inconsistency that concerns me. But
and I don't mean it in a sense of...
Just to recap here, just so the fans know, we're up 50-45 with, 4:46 left here.
But I get the inconsistency, but the biggest thing is not for us, but for the fans. When you hear the fans groan, that is why they're going to groan. You get it in the lobber. Lovely open from the three-point side. Fadeaway three up. Good.
Get Lovely. Lost in the screen.
15 points off three. He's got 5 of them in this game. And it is a 2-point game favoring Kemper. A timeout from Kemper here. Doug, we're going to keep it here. But, I mean, 50-48, the call's... You can complain about all day, but when you look at this, Kemper hasn't executed on the offensive end that second quarter, and that's what kept this game close.
Yeah, that's what caused us to be in the position that we are. So right now, we just, again, keep operating on the offensive end. We've been pretty efficient so far here in the second half. Let's keep that going. Would have liked to have seen us put a little space between us with the run that we made because... despite having a good quarter, we're still only up 2, and Lovely comes back with, I think he had 2 big threes there, and he's got 21 in the quarter, or in the game.
Doug, you come out of this timeout with the ball in your hands up by just 2.
Make
Do you
sure,
go into Claire?
Make sure, absolutely. Make sure you get a good shot. Share Claire or Schoen, but whatever you do, work the basketball around. Make the defense work.
The biggest thing, Doug, I like a quote I heard off of TikTok today. Basketball IQ only works when you use it. You could have all the smarts in the world, but if you're not going to use it, it does not matter. Because Kemper in that second quarter didn't use it by making the extra pass. The third they did, they come out in the fourth. If they can use that IQ that we all know they have to get open looks, they're talented enough to make those open looks.
Yeah, we just got to play really smart. Like you said, use your IQ, play smart basketball here. We're down to 4:40 left in this ball game, or at least in regulation. 50-48, Kemper. Let's go down and have a good offensive possession here. Let's be confident. Let's know that we can do it, know what we want to get done. Trainer has definitely been the aggressor in this ballgame.
Glenn and baiting in the backcourt. Going to look to be a man-to-man, possibly a 2-3 down low. Lovely waiting to get some fans into it. They're going to set a couple of screens, looking at Claire. They're going to face guard Claire now. Perkins out to baiting, deep left wing. Baiting driving baseline. Looks inside at Claire. They're going to pass it out to Claire now, deep left wing. Claire ripping through, hands off to Schoen, almost had it picked. Schoen inside, out to Claire now. Drives, steps through, back to a cut, baiting, scoop layup, got it!
Great pass to Jack Baiting, flying in from the baseline corner.
This clock's going to tick under halfway to go, a 4-point game for Kemper. Lovely, baiting to his left. Now gets off the screen, goes all the way left, gets all the way to the bucket, layup, good. And Alec Lovely is just a tough basketball player to stay in front of.
Yeah, he took on the Kemper Knights defense 1-on-4 there, and he won.
Baiting, deep at the center of the key. Goes to his right. Clerico in for a screen. Fading back to Claire now at the top of the key. Looking. He's going to hand off to Glenn. Deep three-pointer, right wing. Good!
That's a big shot there. I'm glad to see Dylan get that one down.
It is 55-50, and the higher this score gets, the higher Kemper is going to have a chance to win this one. Far side, Miska looking down low at Teen. Finds Lovely deep right wing.
Jack's got to
fires it
face.
Up. That shot fit.
He shot that right over Jack's head. Jack was right there, knocks it down. 55-53, he answers the three-pointer.
Lovely has got 26 of the 53. Huge game for Alec Lovely so far. Griffin Glenn goes to his left. Started out by there by Lovely. Works now to the right. Hand off to Schoen. 20 to go on the shot clock. Under 3 to play. Schoen now hand off to Perkins. Fakes the handoff. Finds Perkins outside. Step into it. Claire. Three-pointer. Left wing. Good!
Big shot. Kemper's hit a couple of big three-pointers here. We just got to guard Mr. Lovely right now.
58-53. It is back and forth on the arc. Lovely with six threes in the ball game. Over now to Miska. Miska looking. Back over now to Lover. Lobber down low. Teen squares up. Looking outside. Teen squared up to the hoop. Double teamed. Lost it. Bumped inside. Layup no good. Claire with the rebound.
Ryan might have got by with a foul there. I think he was looking at the official saying, please don't blow your whistle.
Bating walking it down. 5-point game. Going to be under 2 minutes possibly to play here. Timeout, Coach Minahan. As
good
the Knights lead 58-53.
Good timeout by Coach Minahan.
Calm the nerves. Stay tuned, 2:13 to play as we're going to step away for a minute.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
I don't know who wins the track meet here, because that's what it's kind of turned into. After that third quarter, 46-42, 58-53 right now. Kemper leading 2:13 to go on the offensive end. How huge would a bucket be here?
Well, it would be awfully big. We just got to be composure. Don't go down and take a quick shot. Let's don't let give him an opportunity to get back in the game.
Fading to his right. Works back to the left. Hand off to Glenn. Glenn deep left wing. Behind his back now.
He should be able to look for a back door. They are overplaying everything.
9 seconds to play. Glenn. Hard shot. Bating going to drive in. Gets all the way. Scoop through the layup. No good. Gets his own board. Kick
run
to Claire.
Run it back out.
Claire. Gets in. They're going to call no shot clock as the shot clock went off. Claire thought there was and filed it up.
We're down to a minute 42 now. 58-53.
Back over to the far side. Top of the key for Hill. Back over. Three. Lobber. Good!
They have hit some big three-pointers today. You got to give them credit. 58-56. Now puts Kemper in a position where they got to score here again.
Jack Bating to Ryan Claire on the left wing. He's the key player with 27. Number one score in the game. Claire. Looks to his right, gets all the way to the bucket, gets in, kick, Bating, thought
nope.
About the three.
Good idea, Jack, back
Jack
off.
Jack goes to his left, gets all the way, kick, Tanner Bating, three from Tanner, no good, long rebound, tipped into
that's
the hand.
That's not who you want shooting the three-pointer. Tanner should have passed that basketball. Minute five.
Going to be
left
under
left.
A minute to go when they work this offense. 58-56, Kemper's got to hold off the threes. Lovely, drives, gets all the way, kick out, Lover, now he's going to work inside. Works it back out. Lovely. Six in the
that's off.
Game. No good. Rebound tipped. Backside, and it'll head out on Trainer. Trainer going to keep it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Kemper there. Under a minute to go. 48 seconds to play. Trainer can hold for about 13 left if they would like. I assume they're probably not going to. The ball probably going to work through Lovely here.
They're down to 58-56 in a timeout by Trainer.
Doug, we're going to keep it here, 58-56. We don't want to miss this. The number one team versus the number four team here, but Kemper hasn't been in this position too often. I think the last time might have been Storm Lake.
Yeah, that was a good ball game on that last possession.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that's one that's a three-pointer we should not have taken. We should have kept working the ball. We had time yet on the shot clock.
Roland Story was last time. Jeff correcting me there. But if they get the three off, Kemper's going to fall behind. If not, you can get the two, tie it up. Kemper could maybe hold for the last shot. But Claire has been the X factor tonight. 27 points. You got 15 out of Dylan Schoen, 9 from Jack, 7 from Griffin. Alec Lovely with 26, 11 from Ethan Hill, 7 out of Teen. But I tell you what, Doug, this has been everything that Kemper's asked for when it comes to playing tough competition. And Trainer, this is what they want to be in.
Well, it's a very nerve-wracking game right now when you got a guy down here that's putting up just about every shot that he's made. He finally missed one there.
That could have been the ice shot if he would have made it, too. But Kemper going to come out with their five. Lovely going to be the one to inbound. Glenn going to guard him on the baseline. Inbound from Lovely. Throws it in to Hill. Hill, layup. Foul. And they're going to send him to the line. That'll be on Tanner Bating. I don't not like that foul. It's his first, and you send Hill to the line.
Again, we were sleeping a little bit on the inbounds. They just threw it right over the top, and we weren't ready for it. Now we've got to make sure we box out on the offensive boards. Don't let him have anything.
Hill's one for two. If he makes both, they tie the game, and Kemper will be on the offensive end. Makes one, and they trail by one.
He's a 64% free throw.
Free throw, no good. You got to box out. I'm surprised they put Claire on the far side with Laver and Bating,
now they're switching. Yeah,
I was going to say, you needed him on Teen. He's a huge guy.
But get a body on him. Don't let those guys get to that bucket.
Kemper up by two. Hill's free throw up and good. They trail by one now. Inbound to Jack Bating.
We weren't paying attention there. We almost threw that ball away. Kemper by one.
Biggest possession possibly of the season for the Kemper Knights. Schoen waiting it out. They're going to play the slow game.
Kemper can't run the clock out. So
Schoen,
they can get it down 10 seconds.
Separating shot and game. Schoen way out deep. They're going to wait until probably about 12 to run it.
Might not be a bad idea to call a timeout, and we do.
Psychic Doug Waniger sitting next to me right as they go to do it. Calls a timeout. 24.2 on the clock, 14 to go. We're going to step away for 30 seconds.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Here, you and me kind of looked at each other. You don't fire up the three here. You get it inside to Claire, get it into Schoen, get fouled, maybe go to the line. But you got to get the ball inside, score the basketball here, because
first off, we've only got 14 seconds left on the shot clock, so be aware of that. But we still can be patient. We don't have to force anything, but work for a good shot. But, you know, run through those screens harder, set your screens better than you've ever sent them. Run your player. You're the guy guarding you by them tighter than you've ever run.
Most important thing is a clean inbound. You have to get the ball in cleanly here. They're going to have Lovely guard Glenn, probably going to Jack Bating, boxing it up. They're going to inbound in front of the bench, setting a couple of screens. Bating to Schoen. Schoen goes down. They're going to double him on the outside. Schoen going to get hacked, and he's going to go to the line. Nope. They're going to foul him. 19.3, 9 on the shot clock. I thought there may have been the fourth, but there's only two on the board for Trainer.
Well, that resets the shot clock.
Hill?
Right? That resets
the
shot clock.
It does. Kemper can hold now, and they're going to have to play the foul game possibly, and a timeout by Trainer, I believe.
They're probably going to do everything they can to let they're going to try to pick out who they're going to foul. They got what? Well, they got still three to give, so.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. I believe, nope, if it's a 30, we're going to keep it here, but, you know, it was 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Schoen gets fouled, resets the shot clock here, 58-57. You can hold this game out if you're Kemper.
But they're going to foul. They're going to foul immediately because they've
got... Yeah, you got three to go.
At least twice they're going to foul.
And for Kemper here, the biggest thing for Kemper, Doug, ball security.
Yes.
You have to hold the ball. You have to cleanly dribble. Do not let somebody pick your pocket, and you got to know where you're at. If you're a guy that's holding the ball, all your teammates got to yell wolf if somebody's coming up, or you got to know where you're at on the floor compared to everyone else.
Yeah, you've got to be firm with the basketball because they're letting them whack at it, and you knock that ball loose, and it's going to end up in a turnover. And the last thing I want is Mr. Lovely with the ball with a chance to tie the ball game.
Or win it. If Kemper doesn't score, Lovely's got a chance to win it. But
yeah, they can win it with a two then.
Baiting to inbound. They're going to run a couple of screens to get it in. Looking at the top, Schoen breaks free. They're going to kind of hack him here, and they'll finally call the foul, but that wastes three. That one going to be called on Miska. That'll be Finn Miska, the 5'11 sophomore. Got to get a couple of fouls, but every foul wastes probably 1 to 2 seconds. Unless Kemper does it right, you can waste 4 or 5 if you really do it right, but you just got to get clean inbounds.
They're going to foul automatically. That's just a matter of who they foul.
Inbound, backcourt, Schoen, lost it, Schoen regains it. Schoen going to be fouled in the backcourt by Miska. That was about the scariest moment you could do for Kemper.
Yeah, that was a near steal. Coach Manahan talking to Jack about that pass. But again, guys, we got to really cut off of those sets hard.
Ben Miska with the foul. One timeout left for Trainer. One for Kemper.
13.9 seconds left, Mason. Sorry.
You're good.
Kemper.
And then in the backcourt, Sean's going to call his final timeout, but they're going to make him inbound in front of Trainer's bench here. We're going to set this thing up for you, Doug. Kemper's going to inbound with no timeouts, 3 fouls for them. Trainer has 1 timeout. 4 fouls. Kemper leading 58-57. They'll inbound in front of Trainer's bench. Get the pass in clean. Get to the front court. And if you get fouled. Go to the line. Make your free throws.
It's going to come down to Kemper's absolutely got to make free throws. I mean, first off, like you said, ball possession, ball control. But whoever goes to the line has to make them both.
Who do you want at the line? Because I look here and I say Claire 61. You got Jack with 60, 70 for Glenn, 64 for Schoen, and Tanner's at 50.
Probably would prefer that it be Dylan. Dylan or
Griffin.
Griffin.
Griffin. Dylan or Griffin.
Griffin, who I was trying to say.
But I tell you what.
But we're not going to get the choice. They're going to foul
Who probably has the ball or whoever they want to foul. But, Doug, if you make both, it's a three-point game. You have to make both because Lovely's made 6 threes in this game.
And I don't let him shoot a three-pointer.
No. You foul him. Lovely coming into the game. Even if you foul him there, shooting 73%. He went 2 of 3 the last time. Inbound here. Teddy going to be the one to go in.
I know there's a lot of theories on what you do when you're up by 3 and the other team has the ball. I don't let him take a three-pointer, especially when it's somebody like Lovely.
Yeah, and for Kemper, do you press as well if you get up by 3? Maybe make him use a lot of that clock?
No.
It's going to be
get back and play.
Schoen to inbound. Schoen going to be the one to inbound in front of the Trainer bench. Up by 1, 13.9 to play. One timeout for Trainer, none for Kemper. Back screen, a couple of them. Breaking to the front court is Glenn. Perkins going to be the one to catch it. And Perkins going to go to the line. Teddy coming in shooting 81%. 13 for 16. He's the best statistical three-point or free throw shooter on the Kemper floor right now.
Don't think he isn't feeling this a little bit, realizing that he's got to put these down.
You're going to have probably for Teddy. I mean, you lose Brock and Teddy goes to the starting lineup. Teddy's now stepped into probably the biggest position he's been on a basketball court with a chance to send his team to the state final with 2 free throws and a stop.
Yeah, at least put him in a good position to get the Trainer's crowd extremely loud.
12.5 to go. 58-57. Perkins, first free throw up. No good.
Very long.
If you're Kemper, you're feeling the nerves. You can maybe get an offensive rebound, but you got to play solid defense. That's the biggest thing.
You got to get this one, though.
58-57, Kemper. 12.5 to go. $4 for Kemper, 5 for Trainer. Perkins, free throw. Routine going. Shot up. No good. Rebound tipped out, and it's in the hands of Miska. Out to Lovely. 10 to go. Lovely to the front court. Guarded by Glenn. They're going to foul him. Smart choice there to give a little foul to be able to, maybe if they need to, foul him again.
No, because that's our fourth foul. The next one would be the fifth unless they're a play behind.
It's 4.
Yeah, that's 4.
But I'm like, if you fall behind and you need to foul, then that's the biggest thing. Chance to send a team to the state final.
The thing is now we can't foul because that puts them to the line.
Glenn and Schoen going to guard Lovely in the backcourt and a timeout by Trainer. 58-57, 7 seconds to play. This game has been fun so far. Don't step away because we have got a full timeout separating us. 7 seconds to go. We're going to go ahead and step away for a minute.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust,
is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up by one, 7.1 to go, fourth quarter here. Both teams, next foul, makes them shoot. Kemper's got to play a solid defense. They double-teamed Lovely on the inbound there and gave Trainer a look, but you got to just maybe force a couple of bad decisions here from Trainer. You only got 7 seconds, so a couple of dribbles, maybe a shot or a pass.
Yeah, they're likely not going to make a bad decision. It's just going to come down to the ball's going to go in the hole, or they're going to try to get fouled. But at the end of the day, Kemper's got to have the best defensive stop that they've had all year.
They're going to put Lovely in the backcourt. Schoen going to be guarded. Hill on the inbound. Schoen going to be deep in the half court. They're going to put Lovely in the backcourt with Glenn. Inbound for Hill. Going to set a couple of down screens. Throwing it into the front court. Hill to the front court. Outside for Teen. Teen back to Hill. Hill outside. Ball on the floor. Teen is going to have to fire it up. Two stolen away by Glenn. The Knights are heading to the championship on a defensive stop by Griffin Glenn. 58-57. The Knights have their hands in the air. Trainer hugs and tears. One team is heading home, and the Kemper Knights survive the scare. The number one team heads to the state final.
And survive is the word, because that's exactly what we did. Just a tremendous effort by Trainer, withstood that early run. Kemper up 9-1, and then Trainer really took over. But give a lot of credit to Kemper for coming back in that fourth quarter, in the third quarter, and hanging on in the fourth quarter. They got things done. As you see, Jack Bating and Loveling giving each other a big hug. Those kids have played against each other before. That kid's a tremendous basketball player. But again, Kemper, you know, we've talked about it. You only have to win by 1 point, and that's what we did.
I tell you what, first off, I just want to say, huge, huge, huge factor in this. What a career for Alec Lovely. 26, had 6 threes in the game. Real Trainer to almost have a chance, but a stop from Griffin Glenn at the buzzer sends the Kemper Knights to the state final. Doug and I going to step away. We've got about 5 minutes to wrap up our Mackey Motors post-game interviews. Going to be on the YouTube.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought
since
you fresh, never frozen.
Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
They are able to pick up the two-point victory. Kemper advancing into the state finals. For the second straight sport in a row, the Kemper Knights will be in the finals here. What a run it has been so far. Unity and Regina are going to get tipped off here soon. Doug, what a game.
Kind of leaves you with just a knot in your stomach because you're thinking at the end of that game, anything could happen. You had hope. Big steal there by the Kemper defense. Griffin got it, knocked it away. But, again, Kemper definitely came to play, came with the right focus, but it was just like they lost that focus. And, you know, Trainer's one of those teams. You did give them a lot of credit. They didn't let that 9-1 or that 14-1 deficit bother them. They just kept playing, and then all of a sudden they had energy, and our kids lost complete focus, went into a lot of one-on-one stuff, ended up, you know, falling behind at halftime, but had the wherewithal to come back in the second half, regain their composure. Dylan Stone had a really good spurt there that kind of bounced them up on top. Ryan Clare had a big game for Kemper with a lot of points and a couple big buckets late. And then, of course, the big steal by Glenn. But hopefully that's that bad game behind you, that nerve-wracking game. Hopefully that's the one that's behind you. And now we can come back tomorrow night and play one of our best games of the year against what's going to be a really good basketball team. Both of these teams, no matter who wins this, are going to be a tough out for Kemper.
The Kemper Knights survived the scare. Our player of the game, Culver's player of the game, Ryan Clare, 27 points, had one of the biggest threes of the season to put the Kemper Knights back up there. For Doug and I, the season's not over. We've got one more, 7 o'clock right
here. Think we
here.
Can do it?
I think we can. I think we can get this season wrapped up with a
And I think
possible
that's the last game
champion.
Of the night, right?
Yes, tomorrow 7 night. O'clock. We got the main event.
Yep.
The main event game. Doug and I are going to step away. Post-game interviews on the YouTube with Mr. Jeff Blankman.